Blog Talk Radio. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to you and yours. Peace to you and yours. This is Know the Ledge Radio, and you are now rocking with the best. Yes, indeed. This is your host, Brother Blue Pill. Very soon to be joined by my co-host, Brother Red Pill. All right, any second now. I want to say welcome to you and yours for joining us on this monumental evening, this historic night. April 10th, 2012. Okay, we are all gathered here tonight to hear this monumental State of the Union address by none other than our brother, your brother, Mr. Dick Gregory. All right? So momentarily, as I await my co-host, I see him in the chat, and I give everyone a second to file in their seats, all right, and fill into the classroom. Again, I want to say thank you and peace to you and yours for joining us. All right. All right, Brother Red, where you at?
Peace.
Peace, peace, peace. There you go.
Peace to the God. Peace, peace. Peace to you and yours. Peace to you and yours. Welcome to Know the Ledge Radio. You are now rocking with the best. This is your co-host.
Yes.
The brother Red Pill.
Absolutely, absolutely. Honest.
Honest to you, honest to the family, honest to everybody that is joining us tonight for this historic, monumental episode, all right? We are definitely honored to be in your presence, okay? We are amongst the sharpest minds in the universe tonight, you know what I mean? So I am definitely honored to be part of the family tonight for this monumental episode. And, you know, pens and pads on deck. Prepare yourselves for, you know, to take some notes and to basically learn some things that, you know, that only the brother Dick Gregory could bring forth. You know what I'm saying? Our griot, that wisdom that our griot has. So, you know.
Indeed.
It's going down.
As I was making my way, you know, through the internet doing some research and running into a multitude of elders and what have you and getting some background information on tonight's guest, you know, just when you think that you know a person or you think that you know the depth and the gravity of their mind and their conversation, you have no idea. So through the process of researching, I was able to benefit personally from so much of an education, you know what I'm saying, so much of a lengthy education, you know, because the brother is not a spring chicken. He just didn't come onto the scene yesterday. He's been at this arduously, quote-unquote, some would say religiously, no pun intended, you know what I'm saying, and always has something very wise to say on pressing matters, always arrives at the right time with the right conversation. So with that in mind, you know, we have laid out the platform for tonight's monumental episode.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
So, first and foremost, I want to give everyone to join us on Friday's monumental episode. I want to give everyone that attended that particular class, give you all a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Those that ventured with us into the part two, the question and answer segment, which went into the wee hours of the morning. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the minister, Minister Inky. Shout out to KT, the Arc Degree. You know, I had the pleasure of spending this weekend with his beautiful children. You know what I'm saying? Our nephews.
Yes.
And just wonderful, wonderful spirits. You know what I'm saying? Wonderful, lovely, colorful spirits. And that makes situations such as tonight even more important, you know, that the baton be passed from the elders to what we consider ourselves, the young elders of this particular generation, so we're able to pass the information down to the youth, which are the future of this planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. This is definitely about raising up the youth by identifying those amongst us that are willing to step forward on this front line to do the work. this new generation of consciousness that is actively, you know, disseminating information, carrying on the tradition of those who have come before us. Case in point, this weekend there was another loss from in the world of journalism. One of the greats, Mike Wallace, made transition. This week that one of the greats of journalism, Gil Noble. So the Noble Wallaces have made transition. Therefore, you know, leaving a void in the world of media. So it's only appropriate tonight that this episode we are showcasing to the community and for the world, for that matter, that Know the Ledge Media, Know the Ledge Radio, Know the Ledge TV, we are definitely stepping up and, you know, stepping onto the stage of the media, of our own media that we control, media that we own, information that you would never hear on CNN, Fox 5, or any of the mainstream media channels because they're all controlled. Information that you rarely even hear on talk radio, that's what we're bringing forward tonight. That's what we've been continuously bringing forward. So for first-time listeners, welcome home, okay? This is Know the Ledge Media. This is Know the Ledge Radio. This is where the masters meet.
Indeed.
No doubt.
All right. So we're not going to waste any time, you know, on tonight's episode. We're going to dive right into it. So with that being said, I believe that you scripted a nice introduction. I mean, you gave us a primer to it just now. So if you want to continue, you know what I'm saying, and do the proper introduction, so I can go ahead and bring in tonight's guest, it's on you.
Indeed, definitely, brother. Thank you. All right. Now, throughout the years, since our inception in 2009, we put our minds together, we put our hearts together, we put our grinds together, and we've demonstrated nobility and humility. We put great thought, a.k.a. Thoth, a.k.a. Tahuti, a.k.a. wisdom, into all of our shows since our inception, January 2009. It helped strengthen our bonds and relationship with the Board of Trustees, the scholars, the warriors, the scientists, the artists, the alchemists, the astronomers, the aboriginals, the Moors, the metaphysicians, the occultists, the leaders of the new school, the elders of the old school, and the council of elders. And we shared with the world the power of unity and knowledge. We provided a platform to let the master teachers teach the master students and vice versa. We provided a platform for the ancestors to reach hundreds of thousands of listeners in real time. We provide a platform for the young phenoms, for the young masters, for the elder masters, for the kung fu masters, for masters of their universe, for master masons with master degrees, for master minds with master races that master time, for musicians that mastered rhyme, for masters and slaves alike, for masters of their destiny, for master chefs, for master recipes, to cook up these masterpieces. We provided the platform for generals and doctors and the master scientists that are doing the knowledge. This is the Know the Ledge family. We include a plethora of lecturers, light bearers, entrepreneurs, activists, inventors, business owners, and many more. And we're at the forefront of ushering in this new age of consciousness. Collectively, we're known as the water bearers in this age of Aquarius, the collective consciousness of our primordial self and the treasure chest of spiritual wealth. This is not a radio show. I repeat, this is not a radio show. This is a cosmic intergalactical conversation with your higher self. Blog Talk is just the software that we're using to connect to the audience. All right? The media are the script writers. They control your perception and they're using deception. So we created our own media empire to fill that void. Know the Ledge Radio, Know the Ledge Media, KTL University, Law44.com. The need for media in the middle of a war is priority number one. We are offering the people the chance to fund their own machine. Listen to support it. The future is in your hands. All right? Tonight we have the sharpest minds in the world in attendance on this historic show. So welcome home. Know the Ledge University, Know the Ledge Media. This is where the masters meet.
We carrying on the tradition of the nobles.
Okay.
So we're going to touch on this, the Trayvon factor. We did a show about 3 weeks ago where we talked about the many, many factors that are resulting as, you know, that come with this case. For those that are in attendance that may not be familiar with this case, you know, and that is possible because a lot of our listeners don't pay attention to mainstream media. Most of them are not on the internet and things of that nature. So during the halftime show, okay, of the NBA All-Star Game in Orlando, Florida, while the world was fixated on a Hispanic-American Cuban sensation, Pitbull, making his mainstream debut into the households of America. This is a personal friend of mine who has benefited from working tirelessly and relentlessly to become a household name. A few miles away, another Hispanic American will commit a crime or perhaps an act of war that will make him a household name in a matter of a few weeks. A name that will go down in infamy, a name that will become synonymous with stand your ground, injustice, racism, corruption, white supremacy, fear, marches, rallies, protests, riots, rumors of war. Contrary to popular belief, Zimmerman always wanted to be a household name. He made an attempt to be recognized as a hero amongst his gated community, his parents, and law enforcement of Sanford County numerous times, almost to the point of obsession. In a post-racial, post-Obama, post-traumatic world, George Zimmerman became the self-appointed executioner of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Now, Trayvon Martin has many factors to his case. We often say on the show that he's a catalyst, he's a martyr, he's a lesson. And it's 300 years since the writing of the Willie Lynch letter or the Willie Lynch prophecies in 2012. He said that it will all come to a culmination. For some reason, I'm seeing that this case, if not, is the one, is the catalyst. If it's not the one or the hot button issue, it's definitely the catalyst that's going to introduce it. Now, with the Trayvon factors, we have racial bias, KKK, race wars, white supremacy system, the lack of leadership is being exposed, the old guard, the boule, the lack of nationhood, the lack of status, civil mortius, the power of negative perception, how they view you on World Star Hip Hop, BET, VH1, the news, Fox, CNN, National Geographic, Freemasonry is on the forefront, Prince Hall, the youth killing, violence, the crack era, the lack of respect, media manipulation, propaganda, rebel rousing, race baiting, commercialism, consumerism, miseducation, lack of militancy, lack of self-defense, lack of private armies, lack of responsibility, the power of our presence, our godliness and divinity, and how it is a threat to mainstream America. The obsolete perceived black leadership, abandonment, sabotage, the pacifist agenda, the apologist agenda, Rex 86, the Willie Lynch syndrome, the am I next, don't kill me, that's a question, it sounds like fear.
Mm.
And what we are also seeing is the majority of the people that are on the front line are our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our grandmothers, our wives. Our women are waking up. The sacred womb, the first teacher, she's awakened. She's fed up and she has questions and she's looking for answers and she needs security. The goons are quiet. The rappers failed you, okay? The goblins, the goons, the trap boys, the dope boys, all of them, they failed you. They're quiet. If Zimmerman was black, I always said this, his porch would be sprayed up, he would be found, there would be $10 million on his head. They let the Black Panthers put $10,000 up for a bounty, and niggas spend that in 10 minutes in a club. None of the athletes match $10,000. I could have matched $10,000 right now. I could match $10,000. Okay? I could put $10,000 up next to the Black Panthers and raise it to $20,000. And it's little old me. But all of the people that are out there that had the disposable income to do that, they did not do it. When Negroes were in Atlanta for All-Star Weekend, millions of dollars were spent. Millions upon millions of dollars were spent in the name of balling out. All right? So these are many of the factors that exist as a result of this case. This case is to not be ignored, and it's to not be brushed under the rug. It is to be dissected and paid attention to. So tonight, we welcome you, family. We welcome the global audience. We welcome our elder, our griot, Dick Gregory, to bring to light some of the many issues and address some of the many factors that exist as a result of this event. Okay?
Yes, indeed. So with no further ado, family, we present to you calling in from 410-410-437, Mr. Dick Gregory.
My brother.
Peace.
My
brother,
love.
Peace.
Thank you.
Greetings.
Thank you.
Peace.
Thank you for this information. I've always said that money is not power and education is not power, but information is power. And if
Absolutely.
I give you bad information, you have bad power.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
And so one of the things, we cannot make a mistake that you do not teach trigonometry to a five-year-old. There's
yes.
steps that you take. That's not white supremacy. And one thing about white supremacy, if my grandmother was alive, she'd think white supremacy is the Ku Klux Klan. Let me tell you, Queen Elizabeth makes, see, I learned a long time ago that white ain't a color, it's an attitude.
Yes, yes,
and if you don't have big bucks that you don't need, you can't have the attitude. Queen Elizabeth make $360 million every 24 hours just interest on her money. I had a white dude say, well, how do you know if you white? I say, well, tomorrow morning, call New York stock market, and while you talking, if you can't determine the prime going to go up or come down, you ain't white. And one thing, if I took over the whole planet today, the first thing I'd do in America was make most black folk get on their knees and apologize to white folk, because most of us is mad at the wrong white folks. The white folks we mad at couldn't help us if they liked us. I remember when I was a little boy, I heard my mother. See, I guess them white folks had said something mean to her at the job. And she came home beating up on white folks. See, the problem in America is these redneck, snuff-dipping, pot-belly, ignorant, nigger-hating white folks. And my mother was kind of strange, so I couldn't even talk to her. So I took my brother out in the backyard, and I said, can you believe she's that stupid? She thinks that type of white boy determines public policy in America. That's why King was killed. King wasn't killed because of integration or segregation or racism. King was killed because he became the first black person in the history of America to get in a position to determine public policy, okay? And
right.
I don't know how many of y'all listen have read the Willie Lynch letter. That came out of the CIA headquarters, right? The CIA, if you go back and read the letter and dissect it and y'all stop being hip, you'll find out that's 1960 lingo. White folks didn't talk that way 300 years ago. Come on, y'all. It's a game. And so let me tell you something, because I know, because I'm one of them. When you accept injustice, you become unjust. And when you live with filth, you become filthy. So most of the time when we talking about that white race, we talking about ourselves. Every time I get on a plane and fly to a peace rally, I pay taxes and they take some of my money and buy bombs and drop on women and children all over the world. Good doing Dick Gregory. And when them bombs fall on mine and my grandchildren, I just look up and say, hey, what took you so long? Hear me. When you create a child, I have 10 children. 10. That means the universal God, talking about no religion, the universal God blessed me to create
yes.
10 gods. It didn't say what color are you, where'd you go to school, how much money you got, are you married. It didn't put no hooks on it. And so Dick Gregory was blessed by the universal God to create 10 universal gods. And when I look in the mirror and see me, I see filth. I never had an affair with my wife to create a human being. I was just ripping off the booty. And when I look myself in the face and realize I've never bought a car, I didn't know the year, the make, the model, the down payment, the monthly notes, the trade-in, the insurance. And when I got to look at me, not you all look at me. You see what I want you. When I got to look at me and realize I never bought a car, I didn't know the year, the make, the model, the down payment, the monthly notes. And when I look at me and realize I put more planning into owning a car than creating God's new life, I'm part of that filth you was talking about just a few minutes ago. I didn't come over here like that. But I went into it by the black woman in the black church is the two most powerful forces in the history of this country, and we don't even know that. 98% of the civil rights movement, the greatest movement that ever existed in the history of planet Earth, 98% of the people in the forefront had Reverend in front of their name before they had PhDs. That black woman, the most powerful white boy club on the planet is the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a chump school to the real folks. And there's one black man on that court. Now, you say what you want to say about him, but he is sitting with the most powerful group on the planet. And who was his daddy? He don't know. What school did his mama go to? She didn't go no school. She was washing toilets and making beds in hotels. Well, how'd he get there? Black woman and the black church, okay? So y'all go on and play your games, but you better play them quick and you better play them fast because recess is just about over. And I know that. I don't have to know you. I knew my mama, my daddy. Not that he lived with us. I knew black folks. And you know something? My mama, bless her soul, she didn't know that King James was King of England. She didn't know that. She had no idea. She just thought he was something special, anointed by the universal God. She didn't know that King James was such a weird, strange homosexual. He hated women so bad he killed his mama. And his lover was Lord Buckingham, who Buckingham Palace was named after. But he didn't lie. He didn't lie. He didn't say this is Jesus' version, Christianity's version, Buddha's version. He said, this is my version. If I had a brother named Charlie, and he wrote his version on how to play basketball, the first thing you do is check him out since that's his version. Because if he didn't have no legs, his version would be different. If Hitler wrote his version of the Bible, those of us that know what that whole thing was, then we can't. But he didn't lie. He said, this is my version. And if he felt that way about women, then that's why women come off so bad in that Bible. I'm 80 years old, man. When I was a little boy back in St. Louis and go to church every Sunday, my mom and them and sit there, and we knew everybody that was gay. This 80 years ago. No, 85 years ago. Everybody was gay. The choir director's gay, the music director's gay, and Reverend Gully gay. And then all at once, white folk come out against homosexuality, and black folks act like you ain't never seen one. It was in your church. That book you reading was created by that. God didn't do anything with that. I mean, if I borrowed $10,000 from you last Friday, brother, and say I'd pay you back in 3 days, that would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So how can Jesus Christ die on a Friday and come back on a Sunday? That's 2 days. That's why all over the world, even non-Christians, the ones that recognize Easter, is called Easter Monday. And the only place in America that don't have schools on that Monday is Washington, D.C., because they're part of the occult. And so, again, I take my grandchildren to Delaware, and I said, I want y'all to have enjoy and just talk to one another. And I passed by a paper mill. And any of you all listening have ever passed by a paper mill, you can't find no more stench than that. But the people that work in the paper mill, they don't smell nothing. Hello. And we have worked with this filthy hole for so long, we don't smell nothing. And they ain't worried about the few hip ones that come through, because your mama would be ashamed to hear stuff you talk when you get enlightened. Read all your Bibles and see if you see a word called smart or intelligence, huh? All of them. It talks about great wisdom, and the white supremacists came through and changed it to smart and intelligence, because I can give you a test and I can grade that. But if the chump could grade a pyramid, if he could grade wisdom, he could build a pyramid. This is what this is about. This is what this is about. And if you was my doctor and my brother, family brother, and you check me out because I'm sick, and you say you got acid in your chest, and you write me a prescription, you're not trying to hurt me. And I take this prescription down to the pharmacist, and they fill it. But in that bag with that prescription, they got to talk about the side effects. And if you, my friend, trying to help me write something that calls side effects, then when is somebody going to tell me what the side effects of racism and sexism and prejudice and this vicious thing we've been through? If I come to your town or come to your studio and you have a party for 100 people and we eating tuna fish, and 50 of us get sick when they take us to the hospital and find out we had tuna fish, they'll pump our stomach with all this craziness we've had in this nasty country. When's somebody going to come up and pump my mind? When's somebody going to get that filth out that's there? And so on top of that, that's what we looking at. You knew Obama was going to be president. You knew a black man was, if you had wisdom. Why? Because 3 years before the election, hello, 3 years before the election, they gave us four white movies showing black men as presidents, and they weren't comedy. The number one TV show in the land was what? 24. Come on, y'all. I live in a country. Do you know, brother, if I came to buy your cousin's 1952 Chevy, and I go over to the finance company, and they say my credit is so bad, they can't help me. Then I show up tomorrow with a brand new Rolls Royce, financed. You know something wrong with that, huh? So you telling me we have a black man in the White House, but you can't get one in the Senate? Come on, y'all. When did it get easier to make a person president out of a group than make them a senator? It's right there in your face. And so when I sit and think they killed my Jesus and then told me to call it a good day, I call it Good Friday. Come on, y'all. And then walk around because you got 2 degrees, a 33rd degree Mason. Hey, man, the circle is 360. Come on, huh? 33. And they trick you and they make you do this and they make you do that. They make you believe this. And so consequently, as we move through the rest of this year, just be still. Everybody talk about this and everybody talk about that. Have you ever fasted? Huh? There's nothing in none of your Bibles that you see. They talk about beer, Pepsi Cola, Kool-Aid, macaroni and cheese. Talks about fasting. And you can deal all with the other stuff. And you don't listen to that. If you go around the world where there's cultures that have haircuts in their culture, women outlive the men. Where there's no haircuts in the culture, men and women live to be the same age. How can you shave this morning and it be pushed back out? Don't you know the universe is trying to tell you something? Oh, fool, wait a minute. Huh? Then you go up on the Indian reservation where some of them groups don't shave. They don't have no goatees or mustaches, huh? Or beards. And then you realize your hair is to the body what a leaf is to a tree, that whole process of photosynthesis. Huh? So you go and cut your hair if you want to, but don't think that you're going to be part of the real thing. And so as we sit here tonight, Tuesday, yesterday was so powerful. Ooh, yesterday was Easter Monday, Resurrection Monday. Where did Easter Christmas come from? The pagans were celebrating Easter Christmas 3,000 years before Christ was born, y'all. They'll tell you about the pagans and make you think they're a bunch of fools. Paganism was a religion, just like Catholicism. But what they won't tell you, the pagans was Africans. Because they don't want you to know all that stuff they turned and took it and called it Christianity and made something out of it. But you know something wrong. I can go all over the world, and I can take you with me, and we can go to Red Light District where the whores hang out. And I don't have to tell you that's a prostitute. You can tell her by her demeanor. But if I don't tell you you're a Christian, you don't know me one. There's something wrong with that, huh? I can recognize a hoe because her demeanor, but I cannot call you a Christian because of your behavior. This is a game. And you young black folks, you don't hear it. Now, I'm 80. I heard it growing. The problem with black folks, we like a bunch of crabs in a pot of hot water. Once one gets to the top, pulls the other one down. That's not my blackness that's making me do that. That's the hot water, you thug. That's the hot water. If you go where crabs hang out on the beach, they're not pulling on one another. And so somewhere when we stop and realize a tomboy is a tough girl, a tomcat is a tough cat, when it comes my turn, it becomes weak. Come on, thug. Uncle Tom is a shapeshifter. And when you get around folks that's enlightened, they'll tell you what an Uncle Tom is, a shapeshifter. And Napoleon in France had to figure it out when they went into these little black folks that ain't got nothing. He went in with the mightiest army in the history of the planet, and they wiped him out with bamboo branches and spoons they had filed down. And they got back and said, we got to figure this out, and they did. They figured out those were shapeshifters. So the French called them voodoo. Voodoo mean what? Spiritual Adam. But they make you believe it's something wrong, because if you can reach down and pull up that thing you got inside of you, angry, you get angry because you don't know who you are. Huh? I have 10 children, 7 girls and 3 boys, and if Dick Gregory was extremely jealous of them girls, you know I'm doing something, I'm violating them. So why are you going to tell me God is a jealous God? Jealousy is a violation. Fear God. I got 10 children. If my 10 children feared me, anybody with any sense know there's something wrong with me. You have the capacity to turn it around. And so what happened yesterday to make that day so powerful? Martin Luther King was killed on April the 4th, and every day people all over the world, every year, come together and acknowledge that. JFK was shot in Dallas on November the 22nd, and every year on November, a bunch of us meet in Dallas. Well, how is one day Easter come in March and another year comes in April? You can't be killed in 2 different months. Y'all, it's right there in your face. So then what is Easter? Ask the pagans. It's a Latin word for Esther. Esther is fertility. That's why it's represented by a rabbit in an egg. What the resurrection? Easter always comes. That's why Easter don't come every year the same time. Easter comes after the first new moon, after the first full
yes.
moon, after the spring equinox.
Right.
And when
2 years
that
ago.
Happened, huh?
2 years ago, it was on April 4th. It was on the 42nd anniversary of Martin Luther King's death anniversary.
And so basically, when you stop and think about the equinox, huh? And so you look, and when that spring equinox hit, huh? The sun is under the moon. Equinox means equal. 12 days of daytime and 12 hours of nighttime. And then that's equal. And then after that, the sun moves ahead of it. That's what's called resurrection. That's what Easter is about, the resurrection of the sun. And then Christmas can only come 270 days after Good Friday. After Good Friday. And that's Christmas. Good Friday. 270 days. It can't come before December the 25th, but it can come as late is January the 6th. That's 12 days. That's what the song is about, the 12 days of Christmas. What happened on December the 21st, the winter solstice? The sun stops moving for 3 days, huh? When did it stop? On December the 21st, midnight. And that's when you put the wreath up. If you go to somebody's house, to old folks, if you see a wreath on the door, it represents death in the family. The Christmas wreath represents death of the sun. That's why the band is green. And it stays dead for 3 days. Now, let's face it, December the 24th, midnight. December the 22nd, midnight. 23rd, midnight. December the 4th, midnight is the third day. Midnight the 24th. 1/10 being is the morning of the 25th. And that's what they mean when they say December 20th. The sun is born, S-U-N. These are the games. That's why you never get out of them. And so consequently, when you stop and think, and then that's when you take the wreath down and they decorated the trees. And so once we start looking at that, in seeing what we're seeing, then we can sit and when you know something, you don't have to yell it out. If you went to school with bright, exceptional children, they sure don't look smart. They're so quiet. Yeah, they're so quiet. Oh, I didn't know they had that kind of money. Only the fools make a whole lot of noise of what you can do. When I walk in the room, if you understand vibrations, numerology, I can feel where the assassin is, and I have the power with my fingers to either shut it down or kill him. That's the power you have. We're sitting around mucking and going through all of this. Why? Because we part of them. Black folks are so upset over pedophilia. Catholic Church, we get down there in Penn State. Pedophilia, have you ever been into a big cathedral anywhere in the world? Don't you see them goblins swinging up out the city, out the ceiling, a human with them animal wings? And don't you see them naked boys hanging down, no more than 2 or 3 years old, no panties, no girls? That's part of that thing, baby. Come on, y'all. And so now we see now we're here today, and we're looking at what happened in Florida. Let's go back and take our time with no emotional and none of that Negro stuff. He had been dead 2.5 weeks before anybody knew it. If it wasn't for the black radio and the black voices, huh? We wouldn't be talking about this tonight. So let's go back and we look at who is this individual, Trayvon Martin, 17 years old, lived in Miami with his mother, was visiting his father, his father. And they're in a gated community. The community is basically white. So if I'm visiting you, brother, you're in a gated community, I'm your friend, you let the people know on the gate that every now and then he'll have a key. If he don't, you know, let him in. So now they told us he was in the gated community, but nobody said he jumped over a fence. How did he get in there if somebody on that gate that's gated didn't know who he was? Come on, y'all. Now, he went to the store. Now, hear this now. He went to the store, and what did he buy? Can anybody tell me what he bought?
Skittles in Arizona.
Okay, now, just sit quietly for a minute. Do you know how many people get murdered in America? And brother, do you know if you got murdered tomorrow or family member got murdered coming out of the store, they're not going to tell you what you bought? You had two chickens. Now, if you had $1 million worth of diamonds, why are they telling us what he bought?
Because I never heard of that before.
Huh?
I never in my life heard of them giving you the grocery list of a murder victim.
Well, you know why they gave it to you? Because he never went to that store. Okay? And we all know Take the dumbest person I know. They know if somebody ever went into 7-Eleven, all they got to go back is ask for the video because they video everything 24 hours a day, around the clock, inside and outside. Ooh. How come nobody's asked for that? Hmm?
Yes, they do. Wow.
Now he gets home, and there's a funny thing happening. He's killed 70 feet. Are y'all aware of that?
Yes.
From the house, huh?
Yes, 70 feet from the house. Yes, sir.
Now, so if you my father and I'm killed 70 feet from the house, how can I lay in the morgue as a John Doe? Huh?
3 days.
For 3 days. All right, now let's look at it. There's a homicide happens tonight across the street from where you are. And I say you, all of you. By the time forensics and the homicide cops and the regular cops and the sheriff's department and the state troopers get there, man, and this nighttime, they put them bright lights up so bright, daytime, nighttime look like daytime, huh? And that's 70
right.
feet from your house, and you didn't see no commercials, you didn't see the lights or nothing, huh? Now they got cops knocking on doors. This is public policy, knocking on doors. Did you see anything? Did you hear anything? Because they got to build a case. And then they come back in the morning when the lights is on, when the sun's light, and they got people looking in the weeds and the bushes and everything. Did he have a gun?
Right.
Did the trademark have a knife? Like, look for this, right? Now, let's say Pop was out all night. When he come back in, the cops are still there. Nobody gets killed in that thing every other day. That's probably the first murder they had. So it's the talk of the gated community. You mean Pop didn't hear nobody talking about it? So what does that mean? He wasn't killed there. That's what it means. And when you look at all the people that's involved with this trick, it's easy to cover it up. I'll give you an example. You're 17 years old. For the first 2 weeks after the white press picked it up and started releasing stuff, we saw her, this little sweet, innocent child, sitting there with the football jersey on. What nobody told you for the first week and a half, those was pictures when he was 14 years old. Zimmerman don't have that power to control the world press, y'all. Huh? Where was those pictures coming from? And then after somebody pushed the button, then they started showing you pictures when he was 17. 6'3", 150 pounds, and Zimmerman, they're showing him now in a suit and a tie. Come on, y'all. And don't you remember when they told us nobody arrested him that night? He never left that spot in a police car. They didn't handcuff him. They didn't take his gun. And then last week they showed you him getting out of a post. See, that's what they do to you when you're dealing with emotions. Wait a minute. You told us he didn't get arrested. And now you're showing us him getting out of the police car. When did y'all take that picture?
With no handcuffs.
None. Then they had the Negro.
They didn't have them cuffed. Yeah, they didn't have them cuffed and they didn't have them restrained.
Yep. Then they had the Negro that said he was a friend of his, remember? I know he's not a racist. When you talk to him, I haven't talked to him, but I know him.
Right.
He got a broken nose. Hear me now. He got a broken nose. He's upset. He's almost crazy. He's seeing things. He's waking up in the middle. This is what the black brother's singing on Worldwide TV. He's waking up in the middle of the night, and he's hollering and screaming. He's throwing up. Oh, so now all you got to do is kill him and make it look like he committed suicide. Don't y'all see what you're looking at? Them cases closed. Why? We have never asked for a full investigation. All we said, we want him in jail. They will give you him dead, and then cases closed. Then you look around, and one rally after another. Why? Because they didn't know this was a white supremacy thing. White supremacy thing. Bill Cosby's son was murdered. Why? Because Bill Cosby didn't understand white supremacy, and he said, I want to buy NBC, and Bill had the money. I know his writer. I trained his writer, Ed Weinberger. If Bill Cosby's made $1 billion, would you have Ed Weinberger's made 10. Comics don't make money. It's the writers that make money. So how can you kill Bill Cosby's son? He can't do no more Jell-O commercials. Because it was Bill we trying to teach a lesson to. NBC was for sale, and you want to buy NBC? Boy, you don't know your place. And so when you stop and look at this here, we're looking at mind control. We're looking at all kind of manipulations. Now, if y'all haven't got this here, then y'all need to pull it up. Brother, brother, I heard you. I heard you earlier, and you're brilliant. Thank you. The American Legislative Exchange Council, right? Better known as ALEC. Now, we want to believe that's a bunch of little redneck, pot-bellied truck drivers. The same people that legislated committee, they're also the ones that's doing voter ID, huh? Come on, y'all. They ain't just talking about stand your ground. They're doing voter ID. Well, these old redneck cougar, well, pull it up. And you'll see where the money comes from. British Petroleum? Hello? British Petroleum? American Electrical Power, AT&T, Bear, Chevron, Exxon Mobil? Come on, y'all. You ain't gonna mess with them. You mess with a redneck, but you ain't gonna mess with them, huh? Blue Cross, Blue Shield? Come on, y'all. Gulf State, Toyota, International Paper, This is who's behind it, huh? Now you walk out tomorrow with a T-shirt on, say down with them. Or you can wear a T-shirt talking about down with some old rednecks.
But not the corporations.
Peabody, Shell, State Farm, Visa, Walmart Family Foundation, FedEx, come on, y'all. Johnson & Johnson, Louisiana Seafood, Pfizer, UPS, American Federation for Children, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Come on, y'all. Kansas City Southern, Kraft Food, Eli Lilly, Walgreens Drug Store. Now that we know who's behind it, now you know how they can determine what's going to be on TV and what's not. Now let's look at something. 3 days, he's in a little town morgue of 53,000 basically white folks. So how many 17-year-old Negroes you think they got in the morgue? And so how you think they can be in the morgue and mom don't know about it?
Exactly.
Mom don't know about it, huh? How you think
exactly
they can be in the morgue? Mom and dad is calling every hour the police station. And they say, well, we're looking. We got him listed under missing person. He's in the morgue. Now, had it not been for you all, these black bosses, they would have put him in a incinerator, and we would never hear of it. But all at once, these black voices started talking out, and the Main Street Press didn't pick this up. They didn't pick this up for 3 weeks.
Yes,
now,
Michael Bazin and a few others.
Yeah. Now,
would have wanted to begin.
Y'all pull up, not tonight, pull up the New York Times, July 24, 2009. And the writer is David, middle initial M, last name spell HALDFINGER. In the headlines, 44 charged by U.S., that's the Justice Department, in New Jersey corruption suite. A 2-year corruption and international money laundering investigation stretching from Jersey Shore to Brooklyn to Israel to Switzerland. Now, the last one's name is the one who's the boss, culminating
right.
in charges against 44 people on Thursday, including 3 New Jersey mayors, 2 state assemblymen, and 5 rabbis. And when they looked into this, they found out, what was this about? It's about illegal sales of body parts. Huh? Yes, the biggest theft. All the drugs, they got you believe in big money in drugs, big money in prostitution. You take all the world money that's made from drugs and prostitution, and it wouldn't be one-tenth of what you make selling body parts, okay? And then when you get through with that, there's another one you should pull up. Really interesting. A Newsweek article from the Daily Beast. And it's January the 9th, 2009. Organ trafficking was long considered a myth, but now new mountain evidence suggests it is real and growing problem, even in America. And then I looked around. We've been watching this stuff for 20 years, huh? And then I looked around, and we see an investigation going on, and lo and behold, they got a body, a human body diagram cut up, and they're talking about what the body parts sell for. Now, what I didn't know till 10 years ago we started doing the investigation, the fresher the body parts, the longer you live. I get old, stale ones, I live 20 years less. So they got the price on the diagram of the feet, the ankles, everything, right? And then you see something here. This one blows me away because I live in Massachusetts, right? And then we looked at the investigation that was going on in Maine, huh? And when you look up there, here's what you find. Hold on, I'm just trying to unfiddle these papers so I can find this. Just 1 second, y'all. And here's... I'm giving you this so you know what to pull up, so you can look at it yourself, huh? And
yes.
And what they found out in Maine, that they were stealing brains. Hmm? Stealing brains. Hmm? Now, listen to this close. Listen to this close. That's what you're dealing with down there in Florida. Huh? Donation of brains are probed in Maine. And Stephanie Ebert and Vin Murphy. A Maine special prosecutor is interviewing the families of about 100 people whose death suspicion, family of 100 people whose death, who died suspiciously and unexplainable death, brains, huh? And so you can look at them little rednecks all you want, and you ain't going to find nothing. This goes all the way to the top. And all I'm asking people to do is, you know, if you would join us at 12 o'clock every day, wherever you are, and tune into your spiritual thing and meditate. Don't pray too long. I'm tired of looking at black folk pray about your ankles is all swollen up from high blood pressure, and then you get through praying, they dig up. I'm saying pray that the truth will come out, and this thing will run all the way into, to the big boys. Cheney just got him a heart. He said, we've been waiting till, come on, Cheney, as dirty and nasty and rich and powerful as you are, you don't wait for the heart. Where that heart come from? Is it a 17-year-old heart, boy? Let me check you. This is what we're looking at, y'all, and this is why if the government, I'm reading to you, have been busing folks, then how come the government haven't sent their team down there? It's the same thing. 3,752 black and Latino young folks have been murdered since the first of the year, and nobody heard of it, huh? Nobody heard of it? Because they got us so messed up, we'll believe anything they tell us. Oh, these youngsters, black on black, what the hell is black on black crime? Huh? You know how stupid you got to be about that? Do you realize that 98% of all white folks, who do you think killing Chinese in China tonight? Who do you think killing Italians in Italy tonight? They don't call that Italian on Italian, Chinese on Italian crime. And if 98% of all white folks in America that was murdered last year was murdered by white folks, how they don't talk about white on white crime but dupe you to talk about black on black crime? You kill where you live, stupid. Why do you think you cannot go in a white neighborhood and buy malt liquor? Hmm? Because they put a thing in malt liquor called manganese, and once I give you enough, the body couldn't live without it, but once I give you enough of it, you'll kill your mama. Hmm? Listen to this article here. Polluted water can cause brain damage that turns ordinary people into violent criminals. And you think that's a black thing? You don't know they spray that in the black community? Lead is bad enough. When you mix it with manganese, oh, you got the master. Who said this? Roger Masters. What? Of Dartmouth College. In Handover, New Hampshire. He compared crime figures from the FBI. Now, you know, I didn't know till I got with this brother that the FBI keeps figures on black folks and Chicanos, homicides that's caused from pollution. Here's it from figures from the FBI with information on industrial discharge of lead and manganese. They spray it in the neighborhood while you sleep because they know you'll wake up and you think this behavior is normal. He found a link between pollution levels and murder, assault, and robbery. Counties with the highest pollution level have a crime rate triple the U.S. average. Okay. Now, y'all go on to bed and wake up and talk about black-on-black crime, huh? Black-on-black crime. And so, again, I say to you that just keep your eyes open, keep your meditation going, because if they get by with this one, huh? I was in Europe. I go all the time, but 6 months ago, all the betting parlors had Obama winning 60-40. Hmm? Y'all heard of a guy named Herman Cain? Did you hear? Y'all know him?
Yeah.
You heard of him?
Yeah, I remember Herman.
Black man, one of the brilliant minds on the planet. He comes off like buckwheat. Well, who's writing those scripts? If white, powerful businessmen in America had the most powerful companies in the world, Lockheed, Boeing, huh?
Yes.
Then how could they party be running like this if they didn't give it an okay? They know Romney ain't going to win. They got people would put a devil in the White House before they put a Mormon. That's why you don't hear him talking about it. They know he go, so they give you this trash we've been looking at. But now let me tell you about Herman Cain. Did any of y'all know that this black man was chairman of the Kansas City Federal Reserve? Can y'all know that? Kansas City? No black man gets that job. So who is this brother? Well, there's 12 Federal Reserve banks in America. 12, huh? Hear me, 12, huh? Kansas City was the first one. If you ever got an income tax refund check back, you look at it, Kansas City Federal Reserve. All you old folks get old age pension check. Look at that check, Kansas City Federal Reserve. Hmm? I'm going to ask you, brother, did you ever see or read or see the movie or the play? What am I talking about? The Tin Man. What was that movie? The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz
was about the Kansas City Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve.
How dirty they are.
Yes, indeed.
And all my life I've been told that at the end of the rainbow there's a big old bucket of gold, and folks, if this bank can mess with us, man, that's what they had to do a new song somewhere over the rainbow. We ain't going to find it at the end of the rainbow. And so, again, I say to you, keep your eyes on this. And look and see the stuff that's not making sense. the new Black Panther Party went down. How many of them? Four? They got no money. We put a bounty. A bounty. I heard you talking about it. A bounty. Mm? Now, wait a minute. Suppose the government kills Zimmerman tonight, lynch him, cut his testicles out, and leave a note saying Black Power. The race war is on. Hmm?
Yes, it is.
The race, did you see this Christmas? 3 weeks after Christmas, they said, well, to everybody's surprise, the number one seller for Christmas this year was not iPods or these little children's games. It was guns. Guns. Somebody been whispering and told something.
Yes.
So anyway, I guess I ran over my time.
Oh, no, you absolutely did not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we still have time allotted for you if you would stay with us.
Thing. I didn't know. Yeah. My wife said it was an hour, and I got another show to do in 15 minutes. But when can I come back on?
The door is always open for you.
No, brother. That didn't answer me. Okay. They told Jesus that and killed him on Friday. Call my wife. And you're on every night?
We on Tuesday night and Friday night. And we would love to do this next Tuesday if possible.
All right,
you.
Call my wife. She handles the schedule. I've made millions of dollars, and I have never wrote a check in my life or anything because I've been known for a long time. The most powerful two pieces in this country is the black woman and the black church. And let me end with this. And black brothers and black women, do you know we're the only man in the world that write derogatory words about my mama, my sister, my daughter, called the blues? And you women, dad, shake your money maker. Shake your money maker. Well, what's a money maker? It's a vagina that the universal God gave you to make another God. And when you sell it, it's called money maker. Y'all don't understand. Take your money maker. Hey, baby, take your money maker. Woo-hoo. Take your, huh? Come on, y'all. I caught my baby in bed with my best friend. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. And then get you some hillbilly records and see if you ever hear that hillbilly singing anything derogatory about that lady he living in the trailer with, huh? Come on, y'all.
Wow.
Okay? And so somewhere, worrying about these boys walking down the street with their pants below their drawers. The mafia never wore their pants like that. Hitler never wore his pants. The ones who killed Jesus Christ didn't wear their pants. Maybe God's telling us, to our young folks, that never again will you judge another one of my creatures from without. And all you women out there that have been slapped upside your head by your man, and just think about tonight before you go there. How was their pants? Were they below? Hmm? The mafia is immaculate. And we got nerve enough to let this thug tell me the problem in the black community ain't no black man at home. Hitler had a mother and father at home. Queen Elizabeth got them children. You can't find no more thug, drug addict children than her. She living in a palace, make all that money, and living with the fuck. Come on, y'all. Huh? The mob, the mafiosa, you can't find nobody that talks about family value no more than them. And they go to the priest every day and to God, Father, please forgive me. I killed 16 people, but do it quick. I got two or more I got to get by noon. Hmm? Mm-hmm. Somewhere. Y'all get this evil look off your face? Huh? And we got a white racist system that said to us, don't use nigger no more. Why? Because they believe O.J. was guilty, and they believe the only reason he wasn't guilty because of Mark Sherman. When they got them secret documents, he had wrote about nigger, 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 nigger. It said not one person sit at the damn table to decide nigger wouldn't be used no more. And those of you that know baseball know about a designated hitter. Okay, well, the N is a designated hitter, but you mess up history. And I'm so glad my Jewish brothers will never get sick enough to let some nice Germans who feel bad about what Hitler and the Nazis did to them get them Jews to change the word swastika to the S word and concentration camp to the C word. Come on, when y'all gonna stop being foolish? The word is nigger, 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 nigger. And when you destroy that, if I was in Russia all my life and I'm a Russian and I hear somebody say the N word, I look it up, it's the 14th letter in the alphabet. Huh? So if you're going to cover up that, then cover up the crucifixion of Christ. Cover up all the nasty things that nasty, evil men and women have done. Get a code word for it. Nobody's that stupid but you. But what we don't want to talk about is that yellow thing. Y'all got some black folks listening to me now. If your son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter come home with a nigger as dark as me, y'all would have some problems. But nobody want to discuss the yellow thing. You can never be a nigger. Okay? If I say, all you hoes, stand up, you get mad, you a hoe. I didn't call your name. Why y'all claiming stuff? And so, my brother, I am so glad that
Very quickly, before you depart with us, I did hear you speak on something paramount that I want you to share with the audience before you make your departure. That is marijuana. You said something very poignant about it in one of your tapings that I saw. And before
there's
you
three
depart,
types of marijuana, light green, dark green, and gunion. Light green make you happy. Dark green make you sad. And gunion make you kill your mama. That's why the Turks have one of the better armies in the history of the planet, because they warriors before they go to war, they give them gunion. And y'all stand out there letting them punk sell y'all stuff on the corner. They don't know what it is because they didn't bring it in. The white folks that brought it in and ship it and control it, they know what it is. So you sitting there getting high, going to have some fun, and then I don't want you going to look around and slap your mama. You don't know what you're buying. Let me tell you, let's don't talk about marijuana. Let's talk about one soda pop make your bloodstream 10,000 times more acid than the universal God meant for it to be. And it changed your pH level so fast that you'd have to drink 15 glasses of water to get your pH level back, huh?
Wow.
Coca-Cola, they was going to make them 3 weeks ago put a cancer warning on that filth. And they said, well, we didn't know nobody would mess with us, but let me tell you what we'll do. We'll change our formula. That's what they're doing now. So let me run, my brother, and to your listeners, thank you and bless you. And just call my wife tomorrow and let her know where I can reach you, and I'll call you tomorrow, and we'll work that out.
Indeed, I would. Absolutely. I want to say thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Salutes and thank honors.
You. Thank you. Peace to
until
you.
Until we speak again.
Yes, peace. Thank you.
Peace, Albert. Jesus. He put so much in about 45 minutes. He concentrated so much information and profound wisdom in a short amount of time. Like, it's 10 something, I'm good. Like, I'm ready to unplug and let this resonate. Like, I'm ready to go play back these minutes and do my research. Real talk. The elder is definitely that family. That is, you have witnessed the wisdom of our elders. That is a griot in living color right there, undeniably. You know what I'm saying? That wisdom that comes with time, you know what I mean, and experience. So salute to Dick Gregory for definitely, you know, bringing some questions to light that need to that should be asked, you know what I mean? And we should be able to get some answers for the questions that the brother posed. But we need to go to the callers because this is a packed house tonight. I definitely know that we have some people on the lines that can make this even more of a you know what I mean? They can add on to the already historic show that has already occurred. So let's go ahead and pay the bills and then go directly to the phone lines and open up these callers.
Oh, absolutely. All right. Pay the light bill real quick, or the water bill for that matter, and we will be back shortly with a plethora of callers that have their hands up in the call queue.
From times of lore, ancients believed gold aided in prolonged lifespans and cured many diseases. It is proven to enhance mental astuteness and sharpen intuition. Gold aids in optimal bodily function and increases electrical conductivity and cellular electrical impulses. Gold can balance energy fields and is beneficial for opening and balancing the crown, heart chakra, and the third eye. One of the main benefits from an active third eye, or pineal gland, is the ability to have lucid dreams. This elixir of life is now available in 2 ounces for an amazing low price of $49.99. Our bodies are our temples, and Soul Gold Liquid Drops is essential to our transformation. Order now. Go to www.soulgoldbiz.com today.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Peace, Red.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
I have a lot of information at some point that I would like to add on to what the brother was dropping. I did not want to interrupt him and interject, but, you know, he made some very key points, and if we could share links and share information, you know what I'm saying, to aid and assist whoever's listening and wants to do further research, I think that that's vital as well. So at some point, I'm going to take some time out to do that. But in the meantime, in between time, let me jump directly into the callers so we can get as many people in as possible. Okay?
Indeed. Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to go straight to the 201. Caller from 201, 201-569. Caller.
Good evening. Yes, peace. Good evening to you. This is Chris Gagliardi, host of Youth Worldview Radio on Blog Talk Radio. How are you, gentlemen?
All is well in yourself. Peace, brother.
I am right now. I was just listening to Brother Gregory, and let me tell you, his insight is so enlightening. He's like the spiritual Buddha that knows about the conditions that are going on in the world, especially the youth of the world today that are in need right now of a cry for help because of the situation that is going on with bullying in our world right now.
You said bullying?
Yes, bullying in schools, abroad, in the buses, online, and everything. It is tragic. And I have been fighting on the front lines to get it made illegal so that we can protect our youth, our future leaders, to really make an impact like a giant moonlight in the night.
Okay.
And
yeah,
my
granted.
Show...
Yes, I mean, yes.
And
yes,
my
well,
show
yeah,
right
it's
now...
It's definitely an issue.
And my show, Youth Worldview, is to give a voice to the youth to speak out on the issues that affect our youth in the world. And we... And I've been on the air for a year, and I've been fighting to give the youth a voice again. And they feel that they are not alone, you know?
Indeed. Well, I appreciate what's being said in regards to bullying. And, you know, maybe you can drop the information so the family can check you out, let them know what days that you air. Let
we are
know
going to be
channel is so they can check
yes.
out your archives, okay, bro?
Chat. And by the way, I am hosting a show on the 21st and 22nd, and as well, and I am going to send you the link to my petition as well. So.
And I think that you know while you're petitioning for children that are being bullying, we also have to take note that you know the situation with Trayvon, as well as the way that quote unquote American policy. You know, pretty much is enacted across the globe is manifestation of bullying on a much larger scale. What they do in every country is bullying as well. You know what I'm saying? The fact that they can go into an Afghanistan village and, you know, murder a few dozen people, you feel me, cut them a check and just send them on their way and send the person that's accused of doing that back to America, you know, to a prison in Leavenworth. It's pretty much same thing tantamount to what's happening with this particular case with Trayvon. So bullying is an outer expression of the policy that runs this particular country. So it's the what we're seeing is the microcosm to the macrocosm. It's an ideology that's very pervasive in this country. People sit back
And when they got beef with another country or something happens to one person, quote-unquote citizen of this country, you know, the citizens here will say, you know, go drop some bombs on them. Go kill them. Go snatch them up. That's bullying.
I know, but
you know what I mean?
In my life that we now in the reality, the youth are standing up now. They're using dialogue to bring public awareness to the issues of the world. And they are also taking positive action to make a change. In fact, my mentor once wrote that a great human revolution in just one single individual will help achieve a change in the destiny of the entire nation, and further will help achieve a change in the destiny of the entire human race. And everybody has been really trying to make a change. The youth are really rocking the era now by stepping up, standing up, and saying no more to the ills of the world. They're trying to say, let's change it, let's clean up, let's really get ourselves wake up and enlightened, you know?
Absolutely. Indeed. I want to say thank you. All right.
Thank you, my brother. And please check me
thank
out.
You.
BlogTalkRadio.com, /JerseyJustice29. And for real, I really got to give it up for Mr. Gregory because he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, brother. Please continue. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Peace. Okay, okay. Let me go to another caller in the call queue. That will be caller calling in from 770-770-485. Caller. Peace.
You know it is. You know it is. Peace, peace, peace to the family. Wow. And I don't do wow, but wow. Okay? Wow on a whole nother level. Wow. I am so grateful. And do you see what happens when you are faithful to the universe, and I'm talking specifically to you, red and blue, when you're faithful to the universe opens up doors that no man can shut. See, certain things in the Bible were lies, but 85% of that thing is comedic, okay? It's the 15% of lies that we got to get rid of. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. This is just the beginning. Many, 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 many talk show hosts are on tonight. Some of them you see, some of them you have in there as guests because they're hating. But I want to let you know publicly, this is your sister Alicia, and I am so very proud of you. It ain't even funny. This is beautiful. Thank you for opening this door for the family. And I'm so excited because Brother Gregory wants to keep coming back. Can you imagine being 80 and being able to drop jewels like that? You know, while he was sitting there chilling, eating on his granola crunch, he was still dropping bombs left and right. Y'all couldn't even get bombs in there because he was just coming with it, coming with it, coming with it. So I am so grateful, and y'all know why I'm so excited, you know what I'm saying? Because it didn't necessarily have to be that y'all even heard my voice again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Phil was there. Phil was there with me, and I love you, my brother, because you supported me so much. I want to thank everybody publicly who supported the 2012 Heal the Whole You Day of Wellness Retreat. I was on my way to Tassili's that Friday night before, which was March 23rd, and many of you all heard my brother share with you that I got rear-ended by a drunk driver. Now, let me just really break this down. I am going to take a minute and just really give y'all the good understanding of this thing. We were planning to go over there, wasn't planning to sleep because, you know, I'm Miss Perfectionist and everything had to be in order. So I'm over there the night before to make it absolutely wonderful. And now 7 o'clock on a Friday, it was still bright light outside. I'm on 85 South getting ready to go to Tassili's. I'm getting off on the exit and all of a sudden, I see is black coming into all my mirrors, and it was a Chevy 1500 Silverado. I break to get off on the exit. This joker just runs up into my back, okay, and it knocked me 500 feet. And I left the scene of that accident in an ambulance on a stretcher, but that ambulance was not going to the morgue. So I give thanks and appreciation to my ancestors and to the Creator for even allowing me to be here. So I am extremely grateful, and I appreciate you all for all you did to make that a success. But I'm on here tonight We are 300 deep on the chat line, 200 deep on the phone. If you may not have heard about the KTL 2012 cruise to the pyramids, I'm here to let you know. We cannot take life for granted. We don't know how long we're going to be here. We may not be able to save up $4,000 a person to get over to Egypt to see the beautiful Kemetic pyramids, but while you have the opportunity, go ahead and get your money in so we can get you to Mexico over this fall equinox so that you can be able to enjoy the pyramids that our ancestors left for us right over here, right in this hemisphere, so that we can have a chance to be together. We're going to do a wonderful ritual or at the pyramids. We're going to come together in the water and do another ritual in the water. It is not too late. If you don't have a roommate, give us a call. We have people that we can match together, same-sex people. It's not too late. Give me a call. We can work out payment arrangements. Don't come to me with nothing crazy. I can't do nothing with $10 like you can't do nothing with $10. But if you come to me with something that makes some kind of sense, we can make a payment arrangement for you. The number 770-485-8065. 770-485-8065. Shortly after we come back from that cruise, probably around the 1st of October, something wonderful is brewing for the sisters. We are getting ready to make it happen for the sisters, because if you can get the sisters together, we can produce an excellent nation. It is time out for all of the excuses and all of the extra. We're going to get rid of the extra and become and fall in love with our most authentic self. So keep your ears open and your eyes open. All types of great things are getting ready to happen. If you are not my friend on Facebook, friend me at Alisha, A-L-I-S-H-A, Kier, K-I-E-R. If you are a sister and you want to be dedicated to excellence, do that. Continue to listen to KTL Radio. You're going to continue to hear excellent things there. Call me about the cruise, 770-485-8065. Also, if you need the flyer, email me, honorandglorytravel@gmail.com. HonorandGloryTravel@gmail.com. Call ready to make a deposit. I can't do nothing with $10, but call and get ready. Everything's got to be paid in full by July 15th. You really need to go ahead and do a $200 deposit now, and then we can make arrangements for you in between. You don't want to miss this opportunity. This is going to be an equinox. We're going to be at the pyramids. It's going to be off the hook. You got 5 days. And Tassili will be on there, so you have no excuses. Oh, I'm a raw vegan. Okay, well, boom, we got a raw vegan chef on there. So shut your mouth, kill the excuses, and let's make this thing happen. My brothers, I am so proud of you all, and I'm so excited. Somebody put in the chat room that Oprah didn't have nothing on this, and I said, Oprah who? Oprah ain't a part of the KTL network. Oprah want to be KTL. Watch how it's about to blow up. And let me hear if any other haters trying to trip. Oh, it's on. It's on and popping. So please, 770-485-8065. 770-485-8065. Remember, I am on the East Coast, and I know every time I speak on my brother's shows, people get excited and want to call at 2, 3, and 4 o'clock in the morning, especially some of the brothers in the name of being confused. Let's not. Let's cut the calls off at midnight, unless you call them with a credit card. If you call them with a credit card, you can call at 4 in the morning. Everything will be all right. I'll go back to sleep. Peace, my brothers. I love you both.
We love you, too. All right?
Yay.
Give thanks. Peace.
Give thanks. Peace.
All right. Peace, Red.
Yes, sir.
This is indeed. Absolutely. Love and light. You know what I'm saying? She has rebounded tremendously. All right? Now.
Oh, you can't. Ain't no stopping Alisha, bro.
That's only makes her stronger. That's another page in her book. And, you know, she's going to keep it moving, you know what I mean, because she's a champion. So, you know, I'm honored. The same way that she's proud of us, I'm proud of her. I see the work that she's doing. I bear witness to the work that she's done, the events that she's been putting together. She is an integral part of waking up this grid, this southern grid that's in Atlanta. It's very important, and she's playing her part. So I definitely want to give her honors for that.
Okay, how would you like to proceed?
I want to share with the family before I forget that we have a tentative date. We're looking at May 5th, all right? It's going to be Know the Ledge, the Hawks, Health and Wealth, Knowledge of Self, the Hawks Initiative, KTL event. We're going to be bringing in, I believe the name of the event will be Fear of a Black Planet Part 2, Red Pill, Professor Griff, Sarah Sue, and SETI in the ATL May 5th, all right? So pay attention. Just follow the show. Pay attention to the networks. We're going to give you further information. This family is going to be major, all right? This is going to be monthly. All right, the ATL has been asking for it. The brothers in the southern regions have been asking for it. They want the brother Sarah Sue and SETI back in the south to charge up that grid and to bring the people that kind of warrior energy that they're looking for. So we're going to open up the doors and bring the brother in. Professor Griff is going to be providing some information. That's our Minister of Information in the Red Pill. I'm going to be providing some information as well. That is going to be May 5th. That is right around the corner. Put that on your calendar. Spread the word. And I will give you further information in the next upcoming show. All right? So Sarah Sue and SETI, Professor Griff, Red Pill, Unity, all right, Militancy, okay, Solutions, and a whole bunch of other things at the same time coming up very soon. Thank you.
At the same damn time. Yes, indeed. All right, and I want to definitely give you a salute for that opening introduction that you did. It was powerful, bro.
Oh,
you know
thank
what I'm
you.
Saying? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But let me continue, you know what I'm saying, and get to the phone lines because you know how I feel. You know what I'm saying? We got to get all of the callers in or as much as possible. All right, so let me go to caller calling in from 818-918-915-818. Caller, peace. Caller from 818, peace. All right, we'll get back with you. Let's go to caller from 708. All right. Caller from the 708, 708-252, 708 caller. Peace.
What's up, man? What's up?
Peace.
Peace.
This is Dominique calling
What's
from
up?
Chicago, man.
What's good, Dominique?
Oh, peace to the God. What's good?
What's good?
I'm just sitting back listening, man. I had a few questions for Brother Dick Gregory, but I'll catch him next time, man.
Yeah.
You know, just,
I appreciate
y'all, you know what I'm saying? So y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I support, man.
Yeah. Indeed, brother. We will be in the Chicago area very soon, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's definitely something on the calendar right there because brothers and the sisters that are in the Chi-Town, they've been reaching out to us a lot, you know what I mean? And they want some information to, you know, they want to receive some of the information that's out there. So look forward to that coming up in the very near future, bro.
You already
yes, indeed.
Know.
All right. And I do want to take this opportunity while you're on the phone. And, you know, because we need brothers that are in your generation and age group to spread the word to, you know what I'm saying, those amongst your peer group as well as everyone else that's on the program tonight, Friday night, this Friday night, okay, following this powerful monumental show, we will have, right, because we under the Libra full moon, so, you know what I'm saying, we got to balance it out. We will be having Freeway Ricky Ross on the program, okay, this Friday night, okay, April the 13th on our 4-4, and this particular show will be titled The Road to Redemption, all right? Now, it's going to be, you know, a very, it's going to be a very poignant show, you know what I'm saying? There's things that we will be discussing with the brother, you know what I mean, that I think will be of interest to everyone in attendance, because everyone in attendance has a personal story or some sort of personal relationship, you know, to the effects of quote-unquote crack cocaine. So we do invite everyone to definitely be in the building for this monumental show on Friday. You know, a lot of people have theorized about what has happened. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, have depended on hearsay or conjecture, what have you. Well, we're going to hear directly from the person who was, you know what I'm saying, intimately involved with the introduction of crack cocaine into the community. We'll be hearing directly from that person here on KTL Radio this Friday. All right?
All right.
All right, so let everybody in the trap and everybody else know, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely going to be worth tuning in, you know what I'm saying, this Friday for this most necessary conversation, you know what I mean, and this most necessary message that will be conveyed here in continuation of this powerful show that just jump-started this week right here on KTL Radio. All right?
All right, I'll put the word out.
All right, bro.
Indeed. No doubt, Dominique. Stay up, man. Stay safe. And keep doing the knowledge, bro. We're proud of you.
We'll be in the job real soon.
We definitely proud of you, Dominique. You know what I mean? You've been riding with us for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely are proud of the transformation. You know what I mean? So keep doing what you got to do, man. Keep doing your thing.
All right, man. Thanks.
Indeed.
Sure.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. Let me go to caller calling in from 864-364-313. Caller. Peace.
Peace, peace. Hotel. How are y'all tonight?
What's up, bro?
All is well.
Okay. I want to give a thanks and a very special thanks to you all for bringing this show forth, and you know, not only you all, the other activists, the other soldiers that really go hard in the name of resurrecting our ancient African values and our cultures, and that shit is very, very hard. And I'm calling from South Carolina, and that shit is basically very, very suppressed. So even with my chance to even we kind of slow around here. So even with my chance to just now be tuning in to this show, I'm very appreciative, and you know, I'm very thankful, brothers. So keep on keeping on.
We definitely want to say thank you to you. You know what I'm saying, and the family, South Carolina. You know, I know the information is kind of thin, but with programs and platforms such as this, you know what I'm saying, this information could be made accessible. You know, you could download it right off the computer, shoot the link around, burn the CD, press the CDs up, and just spread it. You know what I'm saying? Get it to the family. Brother Dick Gregory came forth, and he spoke in a language which is very relative. You know what I'm saying? You can sit down with your folk, your granny, everybody in the household could participate in this broad conversation that's being had. You know what I'm saying? He's not speaking no funny language. He's just giving it straight, no chaser. So definitely take an opportunity such as this to get this information to as many people as you know that could benefit from it.
So indeed, brother.
All right.
I
want to say thank you and salute, brother.
All right, Hotel, brother.
All right, Hotel, peace.
Peace.
Yes, indeed. Got a caller calling in from... This is,
I don't know if this is Sky's international number, okay? We got like 8 or 9 digits in it. So we're going to try this one out. 117-1176 caller with the number starting with the 1176 area code. 1176 caller.
It's coming off of you. You know what I mean? It's nothing but emotions, though. It's energy and emotion. So you got to say what it is. You got to reveal it in order for it to be dealt with. Otherwise, I'm telling you, you know what I mean? This shit is going to.
The car going in. Hello? Caller from the 117. Caller. Peace. Caller from the 1176. Peace. You with us? Caller from the 1176.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's crazy, man. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to get back to the caller. You know what I'm saying? Let us go to caller calling in from the 214-214-505. 214-caller. Peace.
Greetings, greetings, Mr. Anderson here.
Mr. Anderson, what's good with you? Peace.
Life is good. Life is good. Greetings to the red pill and the blue pill.
Greetings, brother. Peace. Welcome.
Peace.
Yeah, this is monumental. I mean, you say it a lot, but this is definitely monumental. And I know that I'm rocking with the best. Had to call in on the Dick Gregory Show.
Oh, absolutely, brother. You know what I'm saying? This was definitely an honor. And it was beyond my expectations, you know, in regards to the information that I was able to obtain in such a short, condensed period of time. The brother came through just gunning, you feel me? And I think that, you know, the community, and when I say community, I'm speaking about the callers that have participated in this particular call, those that will be able to download this show, as well as their immediate family and friends, will be able to benefit immensely from the questions that were posed and the information that was shared. You know what I'm saying? The brother just came through and he just shined a light, like one of them blinding lights, like the.
Yeah, it was definitely. This is the now. This is one of the moments that you just gotta take the breath in and enjoy. I love the way you guys set up the show and how you're doing your thing. So I just wanted to pay my homage.
Indeed. Do you have anything coming up, you know what I'm saying, in the Atlanta area that you might want to share with the family? Please let them know, because there's a lot of new listeners on the call, who you are and what you do, because the service that you provide is vital as well.
Right on. It's an honor for you to allow me to have this moment. So I'm Mr. Anderson. I promote growth. I empower people to produce their produce in an urban, suburban setting. I'm the founder of iGrowYouGrow.biz, and that's just if I grow, you grow. I'm on the YouTube, Facebook, everywhere, just IGROW, UGROW, and you can see what I'm doing in the community with the children, daycares, teaching them how to do vegetable gardens. But in Atlanta right now, the only thing that's really, you know, going as far as the community and events is that we have a community garden on Boulevard Avenue, 663 Boulevard Avenue, in Midtown, down from the Fox Theater. And we are, you know, a community garden right smack dab in the hood. And I'm putting my techniques in the mix with the rest of the brothers that's involved with that community garden. And we want to, you know, make it as monumental as possible. So any and everybody who want to learn about gardening may live in apartments or whatever, can't grow vegetables, this is your opportunity. Come down. It's free. Just be a part of the community and watch how things are done in a garden.
Indeed. Indeed. This is definitely something, you know what I'm saying, that I have to tap into while I'm down here as well. So expect that call. It is coming very shortly. All right?
Please believe it.
But as always, brother, definitely want to say thank you.
All right. All right? Fare you well. Fare you well.
Dave, peace. All right, very quickly, Red. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, before I go to another caller, I want to share some information that was shared with me by one of our mentors, you know what I'm saying, yes. One of our esteemed elders, you know, dealing with information, okay, and when particular situations such as this take place, it's best that you step back and you let all of the quote-unquote facts pile up and you decipher yep. or you shift through the pile and you analyze what you have in front of you. And then, you know, from that particular pile, you are able to address it, you know, with a level of particular wisdom where you're attacking the root of this particular problem or, you know, you're going for that knockout blow instead of throwing rocks at tanks. So
exactly.
This particular situation is dealing with, you know, the brother was able to come forth and pose a lot of different questions, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, those particular questions, like you said very, very brilliantly on past episodes, you often confine these particular situations or scenarios being played out in the realm of entertainment where people actually are paying money to go to the theater to be entertained, you know what I'm saying, by these scenarios, which if they understood that these were happening, these were things happening in the real world in real time, you know, they would be horrified. They'd be like, oh, shit, that's crazy. But we do know that, you know, Israel is the leader of the organ black market. Okay, and movies such as, what was that movie with, what's the name in it? Forrest Whitaker? That people was raving about when it came out?
The Last King of Scotland?
Nah, not The Last King of Scotland. The movie that was dealing with the body parts, bruh.
With, was it Street Kings?
No. Okay. Look, I'm going to let somebody drop it, you know what I'm
okay.
saying, in the chat room. Repo Man, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro. The Last King of Scotland, that was a very interesting one as well. That's... But the Repo Man was the movie that pretty much, you know, went into this in
yeah.
detail, this particular scenario.
I didn't catch
yeah.
that movie, unfortunately.
I didn't see it in its entirety either. You know, but I know that that was the main topic. I know that that's what they were dealing with. But nonetheless, I want to share some information with the family so they can be better equipped to deal with particular situations such as this with the right information, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
And this is a decree. This is something that I'll be posting on Facebook that the family, you know, might want to sign on to or share or spread around, you know, just so the amount of eyes necessary can get to see it so they can better understand what's at play here. All right? So, we the indigenous inhabitants of North America, right, quote-unquote a Mexum, shall demand international law of the nations to intervene to conduct investigations in the violations of the Universal Declarations of Human Rights into the Trayvon Martin case. In the past, we have rallied and relied upon civil rights leaders to lead the charge and to bring the murderers to justice. The old way of approaching these types of injustice must be changed. The age-old ways have been outdated from the start. There are numerous ways to obtain justice from the international communities. The UN, the United Nations has mandated declarations on how to handle matters of this nature. Civil rights has no place amongst human rights and the standards of how to invoke those rights. African Americans is only a title and not a nationality. The only way to become recognized as a nation is first to be considered a nation of people. recognition in international communities on the face of this earth is what, you know, the family should be considering. It is time to be recognized as a people and not property without rights and demands. Further, the agenda of being recognized as a nation is far past its time. Africans Americans are the only people being called by its title. There aren't any people ever existing on the history of Earth by title, only are so-called African Americans. So what's wrong? Another nation of people are responsible for naming so-called African Americans. Okay? The question, who? Answer, Europeans. Time has come for the indigenous inhabitants of North America, okay, quote-unquote Amexum, to be held accountable for their own destiny and stop blaming others for the problems that arise within the African-American communities. African-Americans, quote-unquote, need to start planning the right to recognize or be recognized into the Earth's community. Now, some of the most vital questions that need to be posed in this particular case. You know, somebody might have a link to Trayvon's family's lawyers, you know what I'm saying, or might take the initiative to pose these particular questions themselves. Or once on with these questions, if something else arises in your vicinity, you know what I'm saying, or someone in close proximity to you, you can now pose these questions, all right? So is the NRA behind the bill passed on this particular statute? Is Zimmerman a member of the NRA? Okay, what about an independent autopsy on Trayvon? Who are the legislators in Florida who passed the bill Stand Your Ground law? Which congressman introduced the bill to the floor of Stand Your Ground statute law? Which congressman wrote the bill Stand Your Ground statute law? Who lobbied the bill Stand Your Ground statute law onto the Florida Senate floor of Congress? Why was the Stand Your Ground statute law entered into Florida in the first place? And I think the brother, Dick Gregory, you know what I'm saying, made some of these particular connections when he was talking about the corporations that are associated with this particular statute. What we have to understand about bills and statutes is before they get passed, they're earmarked, meaning that people that put up money, okay, to push these particular laws through or these statutes because they're not law, all right, they're pushing these particular statutes or these bills through, and they are the beneficiaries of the things that are taking place by proxy of these particular bills becoming what we have termed quote-unquote law, all right? Now, some further research on the Stand Your Ground law, which is a bill, you will find that it goes back to a medieval, okay, quote-unquote law doctrine called the Castle Doctrine, all right? So the family should do some research on the Castle Doctrine, all right? Because, again, as our elder has explained many times before, anything that starts on the two is a fabrication. So you want to find out what the original doctrine dealt with, and that is the Castle Doctrine, all right? So look into the Castle Doctrine if you want to get a firmer understanding or grasp as to what's being, you know, advocated, because this particular doctrine has been, you know, terraformed into laws, I mean, into statutes, and it's been adopted by 31 states, okay? And those 31 states are inclusive of Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, all right, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Massachusetts, Missouri, Mississippi, Carolina, all right, or North Carolina for that matter, Montana, Ohio, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. All right, now, what do all them places have in common?
You tell me. They all sound majority European.
Oh yeah, you know, don't none of them sound too you know, melanin cozy.
Oh, that's a new one right there. When I go apartment hunting or house hunting, and they have options, I never saw options such as Melanie Posey. They give you the range of rent and areas, but I'm going to look that one up. Melanie Cozy.
Yeah, Melanie Cozy. So, you know, we might want to grasp this particular understanding of what the Castle Doctrine is dealing with, you know what I'm saying, and how it's being perpetuated in this particular modern-day construct, you know, which Todd so brilliantly always refers to as a continuation of the Inquisition. You know what I'm saying? These Inquisition forces are just using these outdated molded forms of terror that they use on one side of the scale or one side of the globe, and now they're just, you know, revisiting and revamping and recycling it, you know what I'm saying, and meeting us with tragedy on this particular side of the globe. So, you know, when we bring the brother Dick Gregory back next week, you know what I'm saying, we want to have a powerful Q&A session. I have so many questions that many of which he's answered, but some of which I would like to directly engage him with. And I want the family also to have some interesting questions. So let's just do a little bit of research so we could come back and, you know, not only get answers for ourselves, but also be able to inform the elder. So when he goes about, he can now have his arsenal tightened. All right. So, let me go back into the phone lines. I'm going to go to some more callers with the hands up in the call queue. All right. Let me go to a caller calling in from 262-262-327. Caller. Peace. Caller from the 262. Peace. All right. Let me go to caller calling in from the 310, and I believe that I know who this is, okay? One of our esteemed guests as well, all right? So let me go to caller calling in from the 310-295, 310-295, caller.
Yes, my brother. This is Daryl Mooney, the Mooney Twin. Hey, peace and love, my brother.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
Peace
yes,
to the
sir.
Mooney.
Peace. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So y'all enjoyed the yes, this is Brother Daryl.
So
glad y'all enjoyed Baba Dick.
Indeed, indeed. Baba Dick is a legend.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome, man. What I love about him, he brings his spirituality with a warrior force, man, by putting his light on the darkness and letting everybody see what's going on without fear. That's what I love about him, brother. He's always been like that, continues to be like that. He's like an old buffalo soldier. He's going to hunt down that criminal any chance he can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The brother came through.
Yeah. We got to love him for his research, man. Got to love him.
Absolutely. You know, his ability to, you know, reset the clocks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, fine-tune and reset the clocks.
Yeah, he has the power to release fear out of you. Instead of running away from the situation, he runs to it and he releases the fear. That's one thing that he's always been able to do is release the fear out of you, and that's very, very important as we move toward this this new level of existence that we're moving in, and that we are stand up tall and go on and like we say, you know, well, we know that we do have the power to create our own reality.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like he said, information is power, you know what I'm saying? And he gives the full demonstration of it when he comes forth and is able to arm you with information to erase the fear and to actually give you firmness in your temple by thinking, by activating that brain muscle. You're like, hold on.
Yep.
This shit don't smell right.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So,
yep.
You know,
that's what it's about.
We definitely are, you know, in debt to the light and the wisdom and the love that the brother brought forth. You know what I'm saying? But definitely salute to you brothers as well, you know, which I definitely know and I feel, you know, as an extension of tonight's program. You know, you helped me make it possible, so
So I want to salute you, brothers.
Yes, yes, no doubt.
And
no doubt,
want to
always
let the audience know that, you know, there's much more that will be coming out of the Mooney Marlin Twins collaboration.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And we've had some people that have called. Thank God they called from the last program that we did with you. They've gotten involved. They're seeing results already. So we're very happy with this connection, and prayerfully we can continue it and go on and help people prosper. And at the time, see, one thing that we know, that when we have conscious folks who have money, and I do mean conscious, I don't mean unconscious, I mean conscious folks with money, because we know that money is neutral. You're conscious, you deal with that money consciously. We know that it takes money to rebuild our communities, it takes money to rebuild our families, it takes money. I mean, although it takes knowledge and wisdom, of course, as a spiritual foundation, but on the physical means, that money and that lifestyle can make a difference in what we can create, because we know that our folks out here, the government and folks, they rely on that money to keep us out the loop. They use it as a power in order to build schools, to build businesses, to build factories, to create jobs, to create entrepreneurs. And that's the part that we are dealing with. We want to deal with, to show people that they can be wealthy, they can be healthy, and they can be wise, and they can go on out here and make a difference and create a better community for all of us.
Indeed, indeed. And I want you to share in that information, because I believe the last time you was on the phone, you know, we got cut off kind of early, and we didn't really get into the explanation of, you know, what it is that you're offering in regards to economic relief to the family. So if you can very briefly explain to those who are interested what it is that you're offering and how it is they can get involved, you know what I'm saying, then we can just move on.
What we have, what the Mooney Twins have, is a concept that we call the wealth portal. We believe that our people, we've had the civil rights, we've had the human rights movement, the civil rights movement, we've had the black information movement as far as Afrocentricity and reclaiming our black history and what it's really all about. We've had a health movement, and all these movements continue to progress. But one movement that we have not, we feel, got into as a collective and as a conscious people is into the prosperity movement that includes building wealth, conscious folks building wealth. I'm not talking about Negroes. I'm talking about conscious black folks building wealth and doing the right thing with that money and doing the right thing with that business and making a positive difference in our community and the world. What we have is called the wealth portal. In this portal, we offer businesses cash flow and passive income and investment opportunities that the average person can get involved in. In this portal, we have a charge to get in this portal. We charge a certain amount of money. You can contact us on MooneySuccess@Yahoo.com, MooneySuccess@Yahoo.com. But we do give out two free programs in that portal. One is www.mooney.com. In fact, just contact us on MooneySuccess@Yahoo.com and hit us up, and we give out two free programs that the average person can get involved in and start profiting right away. See, we believe in programs that are simple, that are easy, that are passive income related, where you invest one time and get paid for a lifetime. And in other words, you want your money working hard for you rather than you working hard for your money. And with this, we have to have, we're talking about a millionaire mindset. a wealth mindset, a wealth consciousness, a prosperous mentality, to know that you deserve wealth. Brother Dick Gregory talked about the Queen of England, and we talk about the Queen of England, and that's who we see, and we know that they are wealthy, but we also know that there were kings and queens, and there still are today, of Africa, and we come from that. Our history is in that, so we are born to be wealthy. We deserve to be wealthy. In this modern-day currency, we have to understand it, and we have to say, how do I go out here and create wealth and make money work? And that's what we educate and teach about, and what we want folks to really, in their revolution, know that a part of this revolution has got to be about some big money being made, because we say if a lot of us out here are millionaires and billionaires, differences that we can make, the schools that we can build, the businesses that we can build, the difference that we can make in our community. So that's what we're about, and that's what we're on, and that's what we want to share with people. So please continue to contact us at MooneySuccess@yahoo.com.
Repeat it one more time, please.
Mooney, M-O-O-N-E, success@yahoo.com. Mooney, success@yahoo.com.
Got you. All right, MooneySuccess@yahoo.com. Please, family, take full advantage of what these brothers are offering. I got some phone calls, you know, after you were on the show last time, and I think because, you know, people in a quote-unquote conscious community feel that everything that they do has to be struggle. So if they're trying to get the freedom, then it got to be the struggle. You know, you can't look relaxed doing that, because they're like, why are you really struggling? So, you know, the new conversation was like, why do you talk about passive income? You know, you can't be laid back making money. You got to be out there sweating. You know what I'm saying? Where's the struggle in that? You know.
Well,
yeah,
you're right,
they were kind
brother.
Of offended, you know. So
yeah, of course. Of course, I'm glad, because being offended means that there's something that hits you in your spirit, because we have to understand that we have been programmed, we have heard struggle forever, and we know that there is a certain amount of light that is a struggle. We have to understand balance, yin and yang. Where there's struggle, there's also ease. Where there's struggle, there's also ease. And if we don't deal with that ease part, we're going to always be out of balance and always struggling, huh? So we have to raise above all that and find the ease in our motion. And when he talked about passive income, and we see, we know there's the rich and the poor. We're talking about the super rich and the poor. When Dick talked about the Queen of England ain't struggling. But she's making money. She's making money, millions of dollars every week, okay? Passive income that's coming to her, period, all right? But the common folks are out there working, and that's what the rich do. I'm talking about the super rich, the controllers, the rulers. They got people locked into 9-to-5 mentality, which is modern-day slavery. Okay, because remember when African people were put into slavery, they were put here to do the work that the white folks didn't want to do. That's why we know that this country was built on our backs and our free labor and our backs for free, and we did that. Then they had to say, okay, we can't have slaves anymore, so we got to create something that's like slavery, but yet it will make them think they're free. So then you come
Yeah, I just got to press the pause button because we're about to do the 11-11 meditation. So I need to prepare the family. We do have a large amount of people in the audience. I want to take full advantage and invite them to participate in this 11-11 meditation, okay? What we're doing is we're finding ourselves in a very in a dark place, pitch black, you know what I'm saying, if possible. Turn all the lights in your house out. You could even turn the monitor screen off without shutting your computer down.
All right, you want to find yourself seated with your feet flat to the floor, with your palms facing the ceiling, right? Seated on your on the edge of your knee, your index fingers touching, your thumbs touching, forming a pyramid. The tip of your tongue is touching the roof of your mouth. Your eyes are closed. All right, you're pulling air from the abdominals of your stomach through your nose. So it's, and you're exhaling out of your mouth. And we'll be playing the mantras of Om Mani Padme Om, which is the jewel and the lotus, bringing balance to the masculine and feminine principle, okay? There's no other better way to generate that particular current than balancing yourself, balancing your energies, being a perfect conduit for this particular energy.
Hello.
In this particular universe.
There.
All right? So we're going to start our meditation, and we shall be back shortly.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Mani Padme Hum, 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 Mani Padme Hum.
Peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, 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 peace. Peace.
Whew.
Yeah, real quick. All right.
Let the family who never experienced that before, let them know what that is right there.
Okay, family. That was our Omni Pump. Padmeom 1111 meditation. We utilize that particular portal to connect with people around this globe and throughout the galaxy that are also participating, you know what I'm saying, with that window to meditate, you know what I'm saying, to connect as one mind and to tap into global consciousness, galactic consciousness. Okay, it's a portal pretty much that we are utilizing so we can all connect on a universal thought and tap into universal consciousness. Okay, that particular mantra is dealing with everything that Buddha stood for, all right, encompasses, you know what I'm saying, everything that he stood for, and particularly compassion. It also, the meaning of that particular mantra is the jewel in the lotus, okay, which is the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine principle, all right? So, you know, as we dealt with that super full moon last Monday, that Libra full moon, dealing with balance of the scales, you know what I'm saying, and that particular show coincided with everything that the moon was about, being water, being the balance, the perfect balance between alkaline and acid, you know what I'm saying? The balance of two powerful teachers, KT the Octagree and Minister Inky, you know what I'm saying? All of the components, you know, are always in alignment with the particular time. So it was very important and key that we would experience this meditation on this particular show. And at the end of the meditation, I was using 432 hertz tuning forks, okay, which are for DNA repair and regeneration. Okay, to go deep into the DNA so the family can remember
you know, that these practices and these frequencies and these tones are very relative to who we are and what we've done from time and millennia. So, you know, before we continue, I do want to, because we're speaking about commerce, we're speaking about things that are very dear to our heart, you know what I mean, in regards to empowerment. So I just want to speak about some sponsors of tonight's show, okay?
Please.
You know, one of the most profound, helpful sponsors that made this possible and, you know what I'm saying, brought forth the tranquility of not only this event but many others is HolisticHeights.com, okay? HolisticHeights.com.
Yes, the Holistic Heights.
Of, yes, you know, we definitely, this was a powerful weekend, and we bore witness to a lot of healing that was taking place on a personal level. And, you know, pretty much.
We can get somebody to testify about that.
Yeah, can we get some testimonials?
Testimonials. All right, hold on. We can get a testimonial.
Yes,
okay.
Greetings, greetings. This is GhettoToGoddess.com. Peace to the family. Greetings, definitely to the KPL family. My brother Blue Pill, my beloved Red Pill, yes. Definitely giving thanks to HolisticHeights.com and also SoulGoldBiz.com.
Oh, yes, yes.
Both of these entities really, you know, show the power of our own healing, of our own ancestral memory bank, of our own sovereignty as being able to know thyself and thus heal thyself without having to go to any hospitals, see any doctors, submit to any insurance claims, just claiming the insurance of the universe. You know, both these entities were able to help me as I suffered a severe sprained tendon in my foot, in my ankle. I mean, I could not walk. I could not walk on Saturday. I was a traffic stop. People were like, whoa, what's going on? What happened with her? It looked like she should be on a stretcher. Literally had to get carried inside, but 2 days later I'm walking thanks to the reflexology and the herbs and the healing provided by Sister Nadra Ray of HolisticHeights.com.
Yeah.
Definitely big up to you. And then also with the aid of the mineral water provided by SoulGoldBiz.com, Brother Blue Pill in the building. Really,
yes.
Representing. Thank you to Umi of Greenleaf Herbals for just providing coaching through the whole ordeal. And just in case the fall happened on anybody else's property or due to their wrongdoings, I have Brother Amir also
yes.
there to help out with any possible legal issues. So the whole family, I'm just so thankful and so appreciative. And this is a gift.
Yeah, yeah, hold on. Don't leave your astrology readings out. That's important.
That's the truth. That is the truth. So, yes, this
yeah.
is the time of GhettoToGoddess.com. Definitely want to give thanks, family. Everyone, it's been
the
a monumental show.
The young genius, Jaden Swift for that matter, you know, that
yes.
gave you your astrological readings. And we,
yes.
you know,
that was a bonus. That was just a bonus, just me being there, just with the whole situation. That was just the extra addition. I was like, whoa, I didn't even see that comment.
Yeah.
And he hooked it up. So big up to the whole family.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And, give thanks. I think that that's a wonderful testament that, you know, when we work in unison as one, we could achieve the impossible almost instantaneously. You know what I'm saying? That the power that's generated by working as a unit can literally create miracles. And especially now that we're in the quickening, you know what I'm saying? That can happen
yes.
instantaneously.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
No. So I want to give a shout-out to GreenleafHerbals.com, HolisticHeights.com,
of course, Ocean14Corp.com, the home of Seven Heaven, Sea Moss, and Soul Gold Water. You know, I hear, you know, water has been taking a lot of beatings up on several shows as of lately, but
water,
you know,
war?
I can't even begin to roll out.
Alkaline debating. Yo, they got a debate with Alkaline. It's Alkaline 8.1. He's having a debate, you know what I'm saying, with Kenny and Ward and all of that. You know what I mean? Like, they could be at the National Black Theater. Like,
yeah.
Alkaline Water want to debate the 8.1. Yo, watch out, yo, you're going.
We over here doing miracles. I'm like, come on, you got to cut it out at some point. But look, you know, I do want to continue, you know, getting to the callers on the call queue because it's very important that we hear from the family while the time allotted is available. All right? So definitely shout out to the sponsors. Shout out to everyone who is doing the work out there in the universe, okay, to make this thing a better, not only for themselves, but for everyone in their vicinity, their surroundings, you know what I'm saying, in their earshot, those that they can't see, those that they can't see, whoever. You know what I'm saying? The work is the work. And as long as the work is being continued and being done, you know, with love being the first intent, then it'll blossom, it'll catch on like a wildfire, and the conversations that we'll be having a year from now will be of one of a lighter nature. You know what I'm saying? It will actually be a celebration in our power and our wonderfulness on the words of my brother, Pharaonic Inc., and our greatness.
Our greatness.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to caller from the 646-842. And Mooney Twins, I am going to get back to the Mooney Twins as well. You know what I'm saying? We'll take a few more calls and definitely going to get back to the brother Mooney's. So caller from the 646. Peace.
Greetings, Divine. How
greetings.
Are you?
Greetings.
Oh.
Greetings, sons. How are you this day?
All is well.
All is well.
Praise to you. This is Umtalaba.
Umtalaba.
Yes.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
We love you, Umtalaba.
Same here, Divine Sons. I missed hearing Dick Gregory, Papa Dick, but I'm sure it's always, he always just brings such truth and power. So thank you for bringing him. But I called in because when you were reading off the script of the law that was just passed and the states that have already aligned themselves with the law, and Michigan was one of them, I don't know if you've seen, there's a teacher, her name is Brooke Harris. I was reading the article today in my email. She was fired, she was terminated from her position as a school teacher, due to the fact that she did a Trayvon fundraiser, which was spurred on by her seventh graders. They wanted to do something. So they did something initially in school as an SAPs. Then they wanted to take it further, and they wanted to go in the community, and then they wanted to do a fundraiser. And so, you know, I think that everyone really needs to look at this particular issue, because it's one thing to say you can't march, you can't make a protest, you can't demonstrate, you can't anything. But this woman is educating. And for her to be told that to teach about one of us dying is wrong, that's not part of the education curriculum or education paradigm, it's just totally denigrating. So her name is Brooke Harris. She's in Michigan. And she needs our help. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure to share that because it's very powerful. And when you read the blogs that are coming in and what persons are saying, again, this is taking it to another level because Trayvon's death does not seem to be impacting anyone. you know, except the young people and persons of color who are concerned that this is happening again and again and again. Where so now someone who's an educator wants to teach a way to get past this in an activist manner, and they shut her down. No, so, no, we need to align ourselves and help empower this individual and put Michigan on note.
Indeed.
So, yeah, so maybe Michigan has to fall first, and that'll start the domino effect.
Indeed. Indeed, and we definitely want to say thank you and salute you for the healing that you do in the community as well with your majestic teas. You know what I'm saying? They open up vortexes in our hearts and brings us back to a port somewhere in the South, you know what I mean, getting fanned, just sipping on. Yeah, and I'm down here. We miss your drinks. They could really use it down here as well. So,
well,
as always.
Creator willing. We'll have that conversation in.
Yes, we will.
A way, make a way. Yeah. So I'm hoping that the beverages will go forth and serve in that nature and in that capacity. The way they came to me, that's the only way they can go. They have to go that way. I'm in the way of the beverages at this point because they have to move beyond me.
Oh.
They have to move beyond me. You know, Creator willing. So keep me in the light, keep me in the love, and send me some pushes.
Absolutely.
All right.
Devon. I'll do you one better and reach out and give you a call. All right?
Creator willing. Have a joyous
Thanks.
One with the angels. Enjoy all your family. Give holistic heights, my love, and your mom.
Yes.
Take good care.
Peace.
Peace. Love and light.
Indeed. Indeed. Brother Red, you still with us?
Where else would I be?
All right, let me go to this caller.
The bird
okay.
Flying?
With, indeed, with much anticipation, let me go to caller from the 516. 516-881, caller 516. Peace. Caller from the 516.
Good with the Mooney Twins line.
Okay. Get back to the Moonies. Caller from the 310-290-295.
That's me, my brother. Peace. That's Mooney. Daryl Mooney.
Peace, Daryl. Is this
hey,
your brother
man.
On the 3?
Yeah, Dwayne is on the 323-798.
Okay. Let me go get him right now. 323. Dwayne, peace.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Absolutely,
that's
peace.
Well, it's about time. I've been on for the last 45 minutes.
I heard you banging on the gate. That's why I told Blue. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Open up the gate. They went
to they open up the gate. You talking about portal. This is the wealth portal over here. I said, look, we so sad and depressed. I heard you up here talking about somebody said, you know, you got to work hard for your money. That's black folks from suffering from post-traumatic poverty disorder. They have been tricked and hoodwinked and thinking you got to work like a slave to get paid. The whole game is to let your money work like a slave and you become the ruler and the master. That's what it's about. It's easy to look right now. Yesterday or this morning, stock, Sony, S-O-N-Y, we all know about that. They didn't hit what they were supposed to make this quarter. So what did the stock do? It dropped. Now, me and people who just know how to look at different things knew that the stock was going to drop because they knew they wasn't going to hit their quarterly report. So we in an option trade, SEN is the symbol of Sony, and it dropped. We make money on their downfall. You understand? We knew the stock wasn't going to be no good for a couple of days, and we still in it, counting our money. It took 2 minutes to do that. What you tell me, you can't make money by being happy and relaxed.
Exactly.
you know, right now in the currency market, in a Euro-US trade, in a buy trade, gonna make money in the morning. It don't. It's just knowing how to do it. Now, as we spend our time through the revolution, we got to revolutionize and monetize how this dollar bill was made.
Mm.
So we can do anything we want to do when we can be mad when we want to. We can be happy when we want to. We can go to sleep when we want to. We can wake up when we throw sleep.
Mm.
When you got the personal alarm clock, you get up when you want to.
Yep.
Post-traumatic poverty disorder.
Wow.
Yep.
That's exactly what
it is. We bought into the game because we oppressed in this system that oppresses all people, but especially people of color, because they're so scared of us. So we got to understand and turn it around, because it's a matrix that's caught up. And somebody who looked like you is more caught up in the matrix than anybody else.
Yep.
You know, they'll keep you from the job. You go into the welfare office, you get a black social worker, she's going to be on you harder than the white person is, because she know you in there lying. At least you can trick white folks.
I know that's right.
It's easier to get a loan from the bank than it is to get social services.
Exactly.
See, when you go into a bank to get a loan, all you got to do is have good credit. When you're grown, your credit is your report card. That's your grown up report card.
Yep.
And don't worry about it, because you got bad credit and you owe all this. And when the bill collector call, stop telling them, I owe that. Tell them, I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't bought nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. Because 7 years later, it goes off your credit. You got to wait them out.
Mm-hmm.
Stop tripping. Oh, I got to pay. I'm going to pay you when I can. Every time you say that, they put on another 7 years. You got to play dumb. I don't know nothing about this bill. It's in my name. It must be somebody else. It must be another Dick Gregory. I don't know who that is.
Who bought that?
Exactly. Who? What?
I said the young man.
Exactly.
And you can always say, and I do have a twin.
That's right. Daryl got all the bad credit. I got all the good credit.
Got a twin, right?
You talk about red pill and blue pill. It's good credit and bad credit.
I'm sitting up there with some nice furniture and all of it.
Mean the Mooney twins. Yeah, man, they ran that bill up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make
sure you get the two IDs and the good credit name.
That's what we always tell people. If you're in a relationship, if you marry and you buy a house, don't never buy a house in both you guys' credit. You playing into that game. One of them buy the house. Because if something happened to that house, you can get another one with the other one's credit.
Exactly.
That's when it's good to be separate.
Don't put your eggs in one basket.
Exactly. You got to run this game, man. This whole financial game, it ain't nothing but a game. As we know about our history, as we know about prayer and meditation and what position to get into, as we know about tantra sex, how to do it, how to laugh, we better learn how to make that money. Sex get real good when you're making money.
Yes, it does.
Because you ain't got to worry about it. You don't have a stress orgasm. You just have a nice, relaxed release.
You have a release.
Romance without finance is a nuisance.
this is a new day, and I want black folks all on this phone to understand that it's a new day. We got to be in charge of ourselves and understand all this ignorance that's going on and know what's happening so we know how to maneuver and we know how to get ours and live a beautiful life anyway. Because when we start doing that and we all get into that portal of synergy and energy, it's over. We got to awaken from the inside out, not from the outside in. And money is a big part of that. Money ain't nothing but energy. That's all it is, gold, silver, all the minerals, all the diamonds. It's nothing but energy that's in us. They'll tell them in Africa what's all that, that's almost what's up under the earth.
Well, when we, our motherland, when we talk about all the diamonds and the gold and the crystals and the precious metals that's in the earth, we're people from the earth. So therefore, the same thing that's in that ground is running through our veins, so we are walking wealth on itself, man.
That's right.
I mean, look, there's not like Vic said.
That's right.
People are talking about, I'd rather have freedom than money. Hey, man, that's thinking poverty thinking when you think either or, freedom or money, freedom or money. You're going to run for freedom. It's not about freedom or money. It's about both. Wealth consciousness is about both freedom and money. If you deal with money properly, it's not going to make you a slave. It's going to help you in your freedom.
Yes, indeed.
People missing the point.
I want to testify that money is freedom, because I feel free right now.
Yeah.
I feel like a free man. I got a check the other day. I feel like a free man right now. God damn it.
Yeah.
The chain is awful, brother. I feel like I'm running through the field with a 1,000 yards on them.
You hear me? See, that's deep. Yeah, now think about this, what you just said. You just got a check. What if we told you you can get them kind of checks every day? What if we told you you can have so much money coming in you don't know how to keep up with yourself?
And that
right
would be something
now,
that I'd be used to. Yeah, that's something that I could get used to.
And I called you twins, and you twins ain't made a move yet. We trying to get your money doubled up.
Well, yeah, it's time to talk. You know what I mean? It's definitely time to talk, because my chips are up, and I like the feeling. I keep looking at my account every day. I like the feeling of that. So I'm gonna definitely, I'm gonna get at you.
Go on. What were we gonna say?
No, it's just when it came to me and I saw it, I was like, this is something that I need every other week. Like, I just can't get used to, like, I'm not satisfied at this point. It's beautiful and everything, but I'm like, this is just the beginning. I need to see this every other week. Like,
the brother said every day.
You hear me?
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
A few times a day.
That's right. And it's nothing but a consciousness and a mentality. See, we got to run to it. When the opportunity is there, we got to jump in it. We got to move on, especially when people have done it and been there before. It's some people from this radio show they called that's moving on it. They're making money right now who called from this radio show.
Indeed.
We ain't talking about months from now. We talking about the next day. As soon as you put it in, you're going to see money coming in and your money growing.
Indeed.
Real talk.
I just told the goddess, I was like, yo, we calling, she right here. She's like, yeah. I said, we calling up the Mooney twins tomorrow morning. Like, it's time to holler at them. So you don't even have to worry about that. You're on deck.
Good.
Because once
y'all do it, the testimonial is going to be so outrageous, because you're going to know it's not, it's like the whole thing, right now, Y'all sitting in the stands and watching. You're like cheerleaders. But once you get in the game,
once you start playing the game, the whole rhythm changes. You know, when your money start growing, you're going to want to tell somebody because you guys are givers. You want people to know what you know. You don't want to be better than nobody. You want everybody to come up. And that's what we're talking about through the wealth portal. Everybody comes up.
Exactly. When we're all strong, that's when we really could do what we got to do. It ain't about two or three people being strong and everybody around you being on crutches or being weak, you know what I mean, where you can flex your fake strength. It's about the whole team getting strong. So I'm about spreading it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
exactly.
Information, the knowledge is priceless. The information that is disseminated through the shows are priceless, and it has to translate at some point to economic wealth. Spiritual wealth and intellectual wealth are one thing, but at the end of the day, what you're bringing to the table is a chance to collectively create economic income. These are some of the things that we need in order to move forward in this reality. It's a no-brainer at this point.
You said something so beautiful is that, you know, people don't understand how prosperity is spiritual. Do you know that in ancient times, prosperity means silly? That's why when folks got money, they always laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So you get real silly when you're making money. Watch how a big smile come on your face. With people bothering you, it don't bother you.
It doesn't, yep.
You know, with a bill collector call, it don't bother you.
Dwayne.
Yes, brother.
Dwayne, he just said he got his money and he got butt naked and ran through the woods smiling.
Brother, I'm coming through the check. Like, I already ran down the block like dude from the Coney video.
Wow.
That's why he was naked. He was getting so much money.
They say he got $900,000 from a grant, and that's when you seen him running through the street, running and laughing and talking to himself. So you might be on it.
See, and when somebody gets $900,000 from a grant, see, what he's supposed to do, what she is supposed to do, to take part of that money and invest it. Just think, if they took $10,000 of that money, within a year, that could be another $900,000. That you don't have to ask nobody for. That's how you use what they give you and turn it into something that's yours. See, cash flow is one thing, like when you go get the money and you create that because through your mindset. But when you can go out there and let your money make more money for you than anything you could do for yourself, that's when you got something going on. And that's the way the rich people think. See, what happens is, it can go from generation to generation, but the thing that a lot of white folks do is that they never train their children how to make money or keep the business going. That's why the children get lazy and they end up ruining a lot of, financial empires because they don't know what to do. See, what we have to do at a young age, just like when we teach our children about our history, how to meditate, how to eat, we have to teach them about finances at an early age. Now, I don't mean just go to the bank and know how to get a checkbook. I mean know how to turn money over at an early age, have them start looking at the Forex, have them start looking at the stock market, start seeing how the real money flows in the world so they're not intimidated by it. A lot of us are intimidated by looking at what's going on in the stock market, what's going on in the Forex market. But when you know what's going on, you know where the money is moving, and you know how, because of black folks' DNA and black folks' melanin, we can see where the money is just by what they're talking about. You look at the tickers down
on the Money Channel, when they're talking about Wall Street, and you see the tickers and the stock going across at the bottom, and the people are commentating, sitting up there saying something else, but you see the ticker is down, but yet they're talking about the company is good. That's the propaganda. That's the game. You got to be able to read a situation and know what's going on. That's how you make the money. And by the time it gets in the news, it's too late. By the time you look in the news and they say, oh, this stock has went down or this stock has went up, that's when us, the regular folk, the sheep, jump in and get into the stock when the information came out 2 days ago when you know where to look.
Right.
Today, Sony, in the paper today, it's going to be in the paper tomorrow that Sony went down. Man, that happened yesterday. It's too late. Now people want to jump in Sony. Us smart people jumped in it 2 days ago. By the time you jump in, you're going to go broke. So then you say, oh, I lost all my money in the stock market. It's a ripoff. No, that's because you didn't know when to get in and when to get out because you wasn't taught the proper way to do it.
Right.
Knowledge is power.
One more time, fellas, I want you to share with the family what your contact information is, you know what I'm saying, so we can extend the service to those who do want to get on board, you know what I'm saying?
And you know, we can't wait to get to New York. Are we so excited to go to New York?
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? We have to make that actually materialize as well. Right, family? Got to get the Mooney Twins to New York. Get
that's
this
right. We
you know
want to go everywhere y'all go.
Well, yeah, like for the family that's listening, look out in the very near future. I'm talking about this summer. We're working on, as we speak, 3 dates with the Mooney Twins, Atlanta, Miami, and New York. So the dates are not in front of us, but we're in negotiations right now to put that together. That right there is going to be monumental.
Awesome.
I mean,
Dwayne, you said you want to go everywhere
the
they go. Remember?
Yeah. Huh?
Remember, that's a red pill and a blue pill, so they go to two different places.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I may hang with one, and you may hang with the other.
Exactly. Hey. Red and the blue, that covers everything in between. That's both faces. So, yeah, we mobbing.
You know what I'm saying? But in election year, when they dividing this whole country up into the red and blue states, so we already know where to go. You know what I'm saying? We're taking our show on the road, tapping to the politics of the moment, you know, let the people chuckle for a moment, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
put some change
right.
Other person's pocket, and it's all good. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we at Veggie, so every time they see us, they got to break bread anyway.
That's right.
You know, or as I've been, you know, getting phone calls ever since y'all been on the show about your heaven on earth, you know.
Yeah.
The red pill and Daryl, we're going to go nationalize the strip club.
The blue pill and Dwayne gonna go to the bank so he can make sure you can pull out some more money so we meet him back at the club.
You know what I'm saying?
See, that's the blueprint.
So I want the information. Here's the information. And I want everybody to, when they get the opportunity, is to go to Yahoo Finance and put in the symbol SNE, that's Sony, and watch what it's doing, because it should go down for another couple of days. So you just can see how this thing works and how we just not talking. This is real. So what you want to do, Dell and I are experts at finding cash flow programs that pay like investments and investments, international investments that pay like cash flow programs. So you're going to make money either way. And you don't have to sit up there and have to recruit nobody. You don't have to chase nobody down unless you want to share the information. But guess what? People stick with us because I don't have to chase them to make money. Once they get in and they see the money they make, I ain't got to talk to them for another 6 months. So the whole
right.
thing is once they get into the wealth portal, not only do they get their prosperity mindset together, they also learn the Forex. They learn the stock market, how to play options. They learn how to do penny stock options. They learn how, just this movie. What was this big movie that came out with the something games? What was that, Daryl? What was that?
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
People enjoyed that film. I went to sleep on it. You know why? I went to sleep on the movie because any time I see movies that they play the poor against the rich, but they make the rich arrogant and out of their mind, but the poor, you know, and make them look stupid, but the poor people got all the pride in dealing with nature, then my question is, if you're going to show me that movie, why are the poor people poor? If they got all that information that's spiritual, they're supposed to be rich. Why the fools got the money? That's the propaganda, and that's the brainwashing that the rich do, so you don't want to be rich. And subconsciously, they're putting in your mind, it's more prideful and more honorable to be poor. Why they laughing at you? Because they know the good time is when you have money, because you have time to be spiritual. You have time to let the universe in. You don't have to trip. But that's the game that the rich plays to keep you a slave to poverty. That's the whole game. So I fell asleep on it because I saw the game coming. I couldn't even stay awake because I like to see rich folk being happy and excited in movies.
When I saw Hunger Games, a lot of things began to make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I was watching a game that was promoting children killing other children. Where did I see that before? Then I realized that I saw that with the Coney 2012, where it was the same thing, children killing children.
That's right.
I was like, hold on, that right there is a little too familiar. Where else did I see that? Then I realized that the whole whirlwind that I was involved in at the time that I saw it was the Trayvon Martin situation, where it was about people, an older person killing a child, children on children violence.
Yeah.
So I said to myself, there's an agenda going on. And then when I realized, when I started looking at the numbers that Hunger Games did, it was a box office success and a smash record. You mean to tell me that at the same time in the nation where people were protesting and rallying and tweeting them wearing hoods and asking questions like, am I next and things of that nature, the other half of the population went to go see a movie. They were out protesting, violence against children, but then the other half of the nation went to see a movie that promotes the killing of children.
But check this out. Check this out once you stop right there. That's all the propaganda that goes on and on, but just check it out. This is where the money was. Now, the stock of that company, that production company that produced the film, people knew that because the books were a success, meaning the book sales sell like crazy. So, of course, just like that vampire movie with it, when that came out, and they have all the series because it came up from books, they knew this was going to be a hit. So that stock was a penny stock. If you would have got in 3 days before the movie came out, y'all could have retired. You hear what I'm saying? The stock blew up and went crazy.
It's funny that you say that because I was in the bookstore yesterday, and, man, they had a whole wing of the store dedicated to Hunger Games products. I'm talking about books, paraphernalia. I was like, God, dog, I didn't know Hunger Games was this big.
Yeah.
That's why it busted out $171 million the first 3 days.
Yeah.
It's still making money right now.
Yeah. And peep this. Peep this, the Trayvon shooting. Peep this. All the black folks and everybody around the world putting on the hoodie. You see children, little going to school, groups of children taking pictures, putting on the hoodie. You see everybody showing Skittles and buying Skittles. Well, guess what? Nestle stock, which owns Skittle, took off. Okay? Now, check this out. Hoodies
people wasn't wearing the old hoodies. People was buying new stuff because they was taking pictures on Facebook, getting on YouTube. So guess what? Walmart stock went up. So you see this going on before it's going to happen. When you understand the emotional climate of the world, that the rich make money off our pain. Do you understand? They learn how to make money because they know we ain't going to do nothing. So now they just push stuff out there. Hello?
Yeah.
Probably put a chip in the Mexican to do what he do to create all this craziness. But what they've learned to do is how to make money off our suffering. They didn't know how to do that before. But they know just what we're going to do, how we're going to react, and play right into it and make all the money on all the hoodies, all the candy bars, and they're making all the money. We sitting up here mad, and now we still doing the same thing we was doing a week ago. Because the same thing happened in our community. Blacks, we killing each other. The same thing goes on every day. And I always ask the question, who wearing the hoodie or what we wearing when the daddy jumped in front of the son so he wouldn't get drive-by shooting? He got killed. What we going to wear for him? See?
Yeah.
So the madness is just...
Since that murder, Trayvon murder in black communities around the country, there have been almost 100 deaths with black folks killing black folks, young folks, just blowing each other away. That kind of mentality, man, is like just it hurts me to hear about that. But I know at the same time, we are in a shift, and we're going to see some craziness going down coming into this shift that's going on. But at the same time that we see in the negative, yin and yang, there's a positive happening. It's just what we focus on. And we have to focus on the positive and creating our own positive reality, because really, that's all we got. Creating our own positive reality. Attention goes where energy flows. What we focus on is what we're creating. So me and Dwayne trying to create the great life for ourselves and for our others, and let that be our protection. Because when you're on purpose and you're on mission, you are automatically protected. Nothing will touch you. Nothing will harm you, because you're in line with creating a new world, and that's what we're about.
And what's so deep about what Daryl just said, think about the Trayvons and this brother in the middle or whatever, he going to get some Skittles. And I think, you know, I always say this, you never hear about a Muslim getting shot like that, you know, with a bean pie in the final call, because it's because he's out there doing something. It's hard to break that energy. And we know the young brother was just being youthful, and there's no problem with that. But one thing about when you're on a mission and you're about doing things for your community, and with the wealth portal, what happens is when your average person can start making money, even, you know, 18 and up, what happens is a different mentality, a different energy starts moving around you, where it's hard, you start seeing stuff that people don't see, because your light is shining so hard, people can't even deal with it. So the whole thing is to get people on point and get back to their original selves and start walking in the light so they can be protected and create and understand when those situations and start feeling that type of energy, so they know where to go, when to go, when to walk through walls, when to disappear, when to appear. They know what time it is, so they walk in and out of the matrix instead of being a victim in the matrix. Because the victim creates, the matrix creates that type of energy, having a neighborhood watch dude walking with a gun. Didn't you know it was some fools out there doing that kind of stuff? That we got to start educating our children that this thing is war. This ain't no game out here. This is war. You got to know what time it is so you can get away and stay away from that bull that's going on.
I'll give you a perfect example. We were doing a comedy lecture at the Nation of Islam, Temple 27, here in Los Angeles a few years ago. We parked the car in front of the temple. We get out the car. Soon as we get out the car, there's a van that comes speeding down the street. My brother's opening the back door. The van hits the back door, hits to the front door, and it creates a V shape. My brother just stepped out the car. He's standing right in between the V shape.
And what happened was, remember the son, my son was in the back seat. I was in the front.
Yeah.
He opened the back door. I opened the front door, so the front door and the back door was opening at the same time. Well, the back door was a little ahead. And then, like Daryl said, it created a V because the car hit the back door, which rammed it into the front door. My son was getting ready to get out. I was out the car. The car would have hit me, but since I was trapped in the V, it just hit the V. And when it hit the car jumped. And just guess what I did? Just spiritually, I jumped with the car. I said, whoop.
And I was driving. I stepped out the car. I was on 1 foot right out the car. So I didn't feel nothing. I just saw the car move up a few feet and this big crash. Now, guess what happened? The car was demolished. My brother and I did not have a scratch. So you tell me that God doesn't protect you when you're on a mission and when you're on purpose.
That's right. Hello?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
You had to be silent for a minute and feel God. Feel
that's
the presence,
right.
You know?
Right, let it set in. Okay.
So we have all everybody out here. Look, you have an opportunity with this one. We're going to show you how to do it. Some people have already come into the Wealth Portal. They're seeing results. It's not about when you come in to sit back. You got to come in and get this information. And then you learn how to sit back. Don't have us do all the work because we got too many people we're talking to. You got to go and do what we say, follow through, and that's when it will happen on a higher level. It's people in the Wealth Portal that's doing better than us because they had more money to start with. You know,
right.
Because we know the game. Daryl and I have been through the game for years. We know what it is to lose money. We know what it is to take the risk. You learn by getting in the game. You learn by not quitting until you get it right. Now we got it right. So the people who come into the Wealth Portal, all they got to do is follow the system. And once they follow the system, they do it however they want to. Once they learn it first. We're not trying to create duplicate. We don't want you to duplicate the Mooney twins. We want you to learn the system of creating wealth for yourself, and then you bring your own creativity to it. But don't come in with ego trying to do your own creativity because you're going to get lost.
Follow the script, right.
Exactly.
T.
There's folks in the Wealth Portal right now. They're so excited about what's going on that they have never seen anything like it. No, it's folks in this game, in this game that we're in, is making $10,000, $20,000 a day. A day, y'all. A day, and it don't take long. It just takes the information. We turned $20 10 months ago into over $6,000 today. And making money off that account weekly. That's what we're talking about. This is one account. This is one thing. We got 7 or 8 of them going. Multiple streams of passive income coming in, passive investments coming in.
Right.
So you got to understand, and when Daryl talks about the mindset, you got to be able to handle it. That's why these athletes, they go broke. They don't know nothing about business. People say it's a black thing. It's not a black thing. It's a post-traumatic poverty thing. The same thing happens to lottery winners. They're not trained about when they get that $2 million, that $20 million, $100 million. Same thing happened to them. What do a lottery winner? In 5 years, they broke. Most of them are broke. And then they mad and sad and say, I wish I wouldn't have never got that money.
Like
because they don't know how and
understand that you got to have a mentality to understand and deal with prosperity. Just because you have a lot of money don't mean you have a prosperity consciousness.
Right. Just mean you're lucky.
Exactly.
You lucked up
on
some bread.
That's why we got to give props to Brother Magic Johnson for purchasing,
yes,
being the lead man on purchasing the Dodgers with the Magic Johnson group, which was him and a bunch of white folks. But he had to lead that charge because of his celebrity. But not only his celebrity, because they couldn't have just put any athlete there, but that brother has been building business for years. He has, what, purchased coffee shops, movie theaters, all kinds of things. He's
real estate.
Real estate, tried to bring a sports football team here to L.A. So he's been on it. He's been about business. He's even got a great book about businesses out. So here's a modern-day athlete that is taking it to another level, that has become a business master, that is benefiting the community. So that's one person. Just think if you had 1,000 Magic Johnsons who was conscious and on purpose rebuilding our communities. It'd be powerful.
Hey, Darryl, I wanted to add to that. People may talk about Magic, but this is how deep it goes. Magic's wife, Cookie, got home business.
Yeah. Clothes.
Sell them jeans, big booty jeans.
Yeah.
And she got a big booty.
That's right.
Selling big booty jeans. And guess what, Darryl? Training his children to run his business.
Wow.
So this is generational. Magic is thinking way past himself. He's got his children running different parts of his business.
He done went from AIDS to financial AIDS.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just had an article on finances on ESPN talking about athletes in ESPN.
Yeah.
And do you know, remember when back in the day when he had that business manager, that white business manager that lost all their money with the real estate?
Yeah,
I didn't know
this.
Did you hear what you just said?
He got his money back.
He got 98% of his money back because he was the only one who went back and sued and went to the lawyers, and they had to pay him from the insurance that they had gotten for the loan.
Yeah.
I didn't know he got his money back.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
Because that's the same. Why I mentioned that, because that's the same thing that happened to Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens got in a real estate deal with some folks and lost all his money. See, but he don't have no strategy to get it back. You know, and when you burn so many bridges out there, don't nobody care about you. So that's why athletes got to understand that your image and how you handle yourself goes beyond how much money you're making and what type of athlete you are. Because when you messing up, they going to get you in the end. They will throw you out of the league. We got some great players today. They won't even let in the league because of their attitude and what they represent. So if you're going to have that attitude, you better know how to make your money work for you where you don't need the NBA or the National Football League.
Because you'll have that same attitude and be working at the airport picking up baggages. And you was that ex-pro ball player. You used to be great. Now you great at picking up luggage. That's a cold-blooded plan, man.
That's real.
So, brothers, with all of the information that we shared tonight, you know what I'm saying, your wonderful information as well as Brother Gregory's information, you know what I'm saying, I definitely want to say thank you to the audience. I think that we're going to conclude it here because I don't want it to be an information overkill. I want them take what we have shared tonight as I'm going to take what we shared tonight, you know what I'm saying, and make my next move, my best move. So, you know.
Well, I want to kill them. I want to kill them so they can resurrect. Didn't we just have Easter?
Yeah.
Kill them and let them resurrect. That bullshit Easter. That bullshit Easter.
explain the concept.
Yeah, talking there, about this Jesus, some dude died on the cross. Come on, y'all. We're talking about the S-U-N. We're not talking about the S-O-N. The sun resurrects every day. The S-U-N, just like you get your ass out of bed every day, you resurrecting. That's what they're talking about.
Rise
every day is
like
a new day.
Rise like raw.
That's right.
Mooney success. At
resurrect your bank account.
Mooney success at yahoo.com. Mooney success at yahoo.com. Get with us.
Yeah.
So.
And go to well. Go. That's right.
Say thank you to the brothers. You know what I'm saying? You shall be hearing from me early in the a.m. tomorrow.
What time is your early a.m.? Your early a.m. may be my early a.m. I sleep till I wake up. What you talking about?
Yeah,
what time you go?
A.m. My early, early a.m. I'm taking note that you're on the West Coast, so I'll be hollering at you brothers like 9 a.m. your time.
Red
there
pill
you go.
Gonna call. Red pill gonna call earlier than blue pill.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to remind them like. Chill, so they on the bus. Yeah, so shoot them. I'm going to shoot them a memo. The Texas phone just dropped. So, you know, on his behalf, I want to salute you, brothers. I want to salute the audience. I want to salute Brother Dick Gregory. I want to salute his fabulous wife that also assisted in making this possible. All right.
That's cool.
And, again, I want to remind the family that this Friday we do have Freeway Ricky Ross will be on the program this Friday.
Man.
And
we just did an interview with him, man. That brother's cold, man.
Yeah,
it should be very interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
When we are able to, decipher with the brother.
Yeah, he's a vegan now, man. Got his own business, trucking business. He's doing it.
Okay.
Freeway
wonderful,
Ricky
wonderful.
Ross on the freeway driving trucks.
You know,
hilarious.
So, with we have to utilize stories such as that just to show people, you know, where one can come from and where one's able to go. So, you know, this is a story that's most necessary that we share at this particular time, so we could move forward.
Yep.
Because the brothers obviously moved forward, and that particular legacy, it lives with him. You know what I'm saying? He was one of the progenitors, but if he's moved forward, then we should have the ability to move forward at some point as well. So with that being said, you know, I look forward to this Friday's show. All right. So I want to leave the family with a song. All right, for my brother KT, the Arc Degree, this is one of the most heaviest requested songs on the email. We debuted it last Friday on last Friday's show. People have been hitting us up, you know what I'm saying, saying that they definitely want to let the brother, they want to hear the brother's song again. All right. So, being said, brothers, speak to you in the morning. Yes.
Cool.
All right.
I wanted to tell you, I look at the Matrix movies totally different with the red pill and the blue pill. I always think about y'all.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a send y'all the story, the show, the episode for that matter that we did with Sophia Stewart.
Oh, wow.
You know
oh, yeah, cool.
The mother of the Matrix. We had to bring it all the way home with that one. All right?
Yeah, the third eye. All right.
Absolutely, y'all.
Okay, brother.
Hey.
Hey. Peace and love.
All right, y'all, so I'm going to leave y'all with this tune right here. This is called They Don't Listen, and this is our brother, my blood brother, KT the Arc Degree, all right, or more affectionately known as the Green Pill. Peace.
Can't blame have dropped the ball. Substance and foundation is lacking. Don't be appalled when their actions reflecting the lack of pure honesty. And their parents aren't guiding the children to dynasty. The adolescent more, media's strongest nemesis. An emphasis on males to be seen as a black degenerate. Imminent reality unless we see a change. And it started with the truth of dominion in this terrain. They told us we were slaves picking cotton on their plantation. Did you know civil war was the switch into corporation? We embracing descriptions of people without a nation. People perish for the lack of the knowledge. Situations we complain. Black History Month in February, they preserved the true month for them ones who legendary took the music out the schools. No child left behind and shit dumbing down our future. I'm reaching to free your mind. History like horses in the secretariat. Not a mystery, a mythical, but mystical. Magical components of a tone from larynx to diaphragm. Iron in my bones, which is crystal in the waters with electrolytes. Technically a temple for the luminous. Terabytes, melanites, dignified armor is identified. Vibranium, uranium, aquarium, crowns of pure geranium. Listen to the pulse of the planet, the Schumann resonance increasing. Cycles to 13, evidence seen in biphotonic transmutation of the species. Kepera, rolling up the sphere of our feces. Don't be fooled, the planet is speaking by means of signs. Symbols are renewed, but the view for you is sublime. The news is always talking, but really, I don't listen. Pay attention to the sigils, communicate intuition.
Created and you gotta use it wisely. Your true potential wasted.